please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the program, episode 36V of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in on we're in the heat dome, Thursday, the 24th of July. There's like two baseball games today. That's always a bummer when there's no baseball on the schedule for James R. Pardo Jr. to watch. Usually, White Sox are the go-to with the Cubs on the back burner. And then there's very few games today coming out of the All-Star break. They give the people the day off. So I will have my some free time later, which I'll probably use to masturbate. So that is I will tell you this, because of medical situation, not true.
No.
Oh.
Not going to be doing that. Not going to be doing that today. Also, I'm not going to do that in the heat dome. Right? I don't. I'm sweating enough.
Yeah, you don't need to add more moisture to the,
no,
to the air.
No, there's plenty out there. There's welcome to the heat dome. They said the heat. By the way, they said the heat dome on CNN this morning 4,000 times. Mm-hmm. While they were that was the lead story, which I was okay with because you know, we were gone last week when the whole Epstein thing blew up. Mm-hmm. And but I say, when I say blew up again. Like it's been, you know, the guy's on the list, the president's on the list. They're hiding that he's on the list. Now there's not a, you know, all the horseshit. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, innocent people don't act the way he's acted. It's that simple.
Also, we've had 30 years of evidence that they were good friends. It's just ridiculous that all of a sudden they're like, what?
It is fascinating to me. So it's yes.
I just want to plant a flag here that I don't care if it turns out Bill Clinton's on the list, too, or any other person. If you're dealing with children like that, fuck you.
Let's be very clear. Anybody on that list. Mm-hmm. And that's the go-to for them. But what about Clinton? What if Tom Hanks is on that list?
You know what?
Don't give a shit.
Then he goes to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Fuck him, then.
That's it. We're not in a cult, you fucking morons.
They'll be done.
Yeah.
They
lady,
all should
man,
be done.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
And you know what? They open up that list, and it's I'm going to make up a number. 25 names of famous people that we know. Line them all up, shackle their fucking ankles together, and walk them into the fucking prison. Yeah. Done. That's the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and leading the pack is your fucking candy carrot cane fucking head hair guy. What? I meant to say cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Orange flavored?
I said candy cane. I'm a disaster.
His hair has gotten to the point where it's like, you know how sometimes people say, like, they're like, they have a photograph, like an old like film photograph, and they're like, look at this. There's a spot on this photograph. That's a ghost. And it's literally just like a flaw in the film processing. Yeah. That's what his hair looks like.
Agreed.
Now. It's like a negative space on top of his head. There's just whiteness with no shape or definition to it.
100% agree. So that happened last week and it's ongoing, but that broke while we were here. And of course, this week, you know, we're mourning the death. We've lost one of the greatest music people of all time. Of course, we lost Chuck Mangione. And
did he die?
Yeah, we lost Chuck Mangione today.
Can I have a?
Yeah,
I just need a second.
Can you name a Chuck Mangione song, Garen?
The Mangione Shuffle.
That is not it. I guarantee you know the song. You know,
oh, is he do the? What is that from?
It is not a theme song.
Oh, it just sounds like one.
I'm sure some movie used it.
It's called Feels So Good.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to name it.
I believe I've told the story before on this program that I once did a lip sync, and that was my song. And the premise was that because there's little moments during the song where it sounds like, oh, now sounds here comes about, the singing. Yeah. And so I'd walk up to the mic, nope, and then back up.
That's funny.
And it got big laughs. Now, that said, it got big laughs, and people loved it. I came in last. Because I didn't lip sync.
Yeah.
And it was like, and all the judges were like, you know, you really won, but we couldn't vote for you.
because it wasn't a talent show, where it's like that would have been seen as, well, that was a great conceptual comedy bit
yes.
that this guy did. But if it's a, if the contest is who lip synced the best, you failed.
100%.
You were the worst one up there.
My mouth did not open.
100% lip sync asterisk.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, he lost to Chuck Mangione. He and his horn will be buried, I think, at noon today. Mm-hmm. I made up that part of it. I was all joking aside, Ozzy Osbourne, of course, passed mm-hmm. away. And we were Matt and I were on the phone with our accountant when the news broke. And I don't think that officially makes it the Never Not Funny curse, but I am blaming our accountant.
What does make it the Never Not Funny curse is the 20 minutes you spent talking about his farewell show a week or two ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but that was topical.
It was topical. It was not.
It's not like a random mention.
If I had mentioned Chuck Mangione.
Now, that would have been crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I want to correct an error on my part. When I was talking, we were talking about that some band wanted to profit from that. That Ozzy tribute concert. And that then it was like, well, Sharon's clearly making money. Why should she make $190 million went to charity.
Yeah, it was all charity.
It was all charity. And I misspoke on this show, and so I wanted to clarify that. And,
please apologize to Sharon Osbourne.
You know what? I'm going to the funeral, so when I see her there, and there you know, my guess is, I don't know, she'll crack a smile or a frown. She'll do something. I don't know what her face is doing these days.
Yeah.
But I would imagine she's grieving. But
I would think so.
Yeah. You know, I've met Ozzy several times in my life, and I've seen him in concert 20 times, you know, with Solo or Black Sabbath or whatever. I never got to see him with Randy Rhoads, but I saw with Jake E. Lee and Zakk Wylde and various other Gus something. I forget that guy's name when he played at the House of Blues, which was basically it was a concert to showcase that his new guitar is. I think it's Gus G. Maybe was the young kid's name. Hmm. That was, you know, you see Ozzy Osbourne at the House of Blues. That's like seeing him in this room. Like, it's really small.
Crazy.
That's how it goes.
Crazy.
Millions of people. Anyway, very sad. It was my brother's favorite artist of all time. He's certainly, as time went on, I thought his albums were okay. But I think his first five or six are solo albums, I mean, are fantastic. And you can't deny that Black Sabbath is one of the biggest heavy metal / hard rock bands of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Never Not Funny of heavy metal.
I mean, they really are.
When you think about it, other bands did some stuff, but that's, to me, that's the demarcation line.
I was on, I called in, my friend Brendan Smith asked me to call in to Rock Tales, mm-hmm. the Ahmet Zappa, Brendan Smith, Richard Sheltinga show. They were doing a tribute to Ozzy, and I said this there, and I'll say it here, that Ozzy Osbourne became a punchline because of that reality show, and he was very easy. It's very easy to remember him as that joke, but I think it's more important to remember him for what you said. They're heavy metal. Mm-hmm. Black, he was the lead singer of that. He wrote the many lyrics. His solo work is those first five are for terrific, and there's more after that. Other people will tell me, "No, you're missing out. Osmosis is better than Bark at the Moon." Blah blah blah. Great. That means that there's just more good examples of good music. So it's important to remember how great he was musically, and not just him fumbling with a remote yelling Sharon. I do think that's important, because those became memes. Right. That, you know, every hacky comedian, you know, put on a fucking wig and little John Lennon glasses and just yelled Sharon and they got a laugh.
Right.
You know, he's better than that. He's more important than that. And, you know, we also lost Hulk Hogan today.
Oh.
And it's important to remember him for the racist bigot that he was.
Yeah,
and so that's important. So while we remember Ozzy for not being a joke, let's remember Hulk Hogan was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Let's, Gary, you're quiet because you like him.
I mean, I grew up with him.
I know we all, right?
It sucks what he truly was or what he became or whatever. I don't even know. But,
yeah.
You know, it's that might be one of the first my generation kind of big celebrity deaths, I think.
You think so?
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Wes Craven, but he's covered a lot of things.
I don't say this comedically. Malcolm Jamal Warner, that's not, wasn't that, didn't you watch Cosby every single week?
I did.
No, actually, I don't think I
you might have been a little too young.
He also might be, maybe that's why he liked Hulk Hogan. He doesn't watch the Black Show.
What about Robin Williams? To me, it was a big,
I was, when he died, I was still, it was still too young to mean anything really. Like, cool, like a celebrity's dead, but it didn't really.
Yeah.
Not that Hulk Hogan's like got me all broken up or anything, but
you ripped your shirt when you walked in.
You guys didn't. It was just.
You are wearing yellow. Is that in tribute? That's it's the closest it's you could get.
Difficult to talk about. But no, he's someone as a kid I looked up to, and everybody did. You know, I was a wrestling fan when I was a kid. It was
At the time it was
WWF. Yes. Like I went to a live thing. I saw there was a dude who was his twin. It was this ice cream seller guy who would go to all the events and sell ice cream, and he looked just like Hulk Hogan. And I don't know why that really matters, but you see him and you get excited. He's like, oh, is it Hulk Hogan? So I don't want to say it resonates. Like, I'm not upset about it or anything, right. But it is a major childhood.
And it's unexpected too. That's the other thing. It's like, I did not expect Hulk Hogan to die at the age of 71 or whatever age he was.
He's 71. Yeah. I once bought a corn dog from a guy that looked like a Rowdy Piper. So wow. I get what you're coming from with this ice cream man thing.
That's crazy because I had a Slim Jim on a road trip once.
Oh!
Ooh, did you snap into it?
Yeah, snap. I said crack it. I fucked up. But I think, to your point, Garen, I mean, Hulk Hogan, he transcended the wrestling thing. He became his own personality. He became his own... Like, you knew Hulk Hogan, not just like, oh, he's that wrestler guy.
He was an icon. He was a cultural icon. I mean, he was kind of like the Babe Ruth of wrestling, basically. He was like bigger than the thing itself. It was like he was everywhere. And Ray, isn't he even Rocky III or is it Rocky IV?
I believe it's Rocky IV. Or is it Rocky III? Or is it Rocky IV?
I think it's Rocky III.
Or is it Rocky III? Mm. Is it the Mr. T one?
I think that's Mr. T one, right? I think it's that one.
Is it that one or is it IV and then...
Three.
What is it?
Mark, it's three.
Yeah. It is three. Well, we wish him luck. He deserves it.
Of course, the Cinematic Classic, No Holds Barred.
What's that?
Yeah. Cinematic Classic, No Holds Barred.
Eye of the Tiger, buddy.
Oh, man.
Stay focused.
I have a kid who claimed he was Hulk Hogan's nephew story. Do you want to hear it?
No.
I think we just heard it.
Yeah, no. This is one of my better stories, honestly.
It can't be.
It is.
Well, if it's one of your better stories and you haven't shared it thus far, then you, sir, have made a mistake.
So I was at overnight camp in Big Bear because of got bit by a dog. They made me a junior counselor instead of just being a camper. And so they gave me responsibilities.
You got bit by a dog at the camp? Or?
No, I got bit by a dog just before I was supposed to go. And I couldn't go swimming or do any of the stuff. So they're like, well, he's a responsible kid. I was 13, maybe. We'll go ahead and make you a junior counselor. And they gave me responsibilities. And one of the responsibilities was... the BB gun range. So there's a spot where there's cans and stuff like that. There's this one kid who admittedly looked like he could be the nephew of Hulk Hogan, who told everybody he was the nephew of Hulk Hogan. So we were using the BB guns and he started shooting at squirrels. And I said, don't do that. We're not here to shoot at squirrels. And he's like, okay. And then he kept doing it.
How old is he?
Probably the same age as me.
And let me ask you a question. You're 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling him not to do that. Mm-hmm. How does he not turn around and just shoot you with the gun? I mean, seriously, you're 30. Go fuck yourself.
That's an interesting point you make.
Oh, I mean, am I stopping the story?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So he does it again, and I say, if you shoot at a squirrel again, we're cleaning up and putting the BB guns away. He does it again. So I now have two loaded, you know, like they're pumped BB guns. They look like little rifles, like a .22. And he's walking maybe 50 feet ahead of me. And I go, you know what? I'll show you what it's like to get shot at.
Oh, wait. Jesus, this took a turn. This took a
twist. Oh, no.
This is a Garen Cockrell demonic stories twist.
Yeah, exactly. So from the hip, I try to shoot at a tree.
You're the rifleman.
Next to him so that he'll get scared.
Oh, so you're not aiming at him. I see. Okay.
I hit him in the ass.
Attaboy. Right in the can. Right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to shoot at cans.
Now, he was wearing jeans. So it didn't penetrate, but obviously it hurt, and he didn't say anything about being Hulk Hogan's nephew for the rest of the camp trip.
Oh, that shut him up.
But also, the next time I applied to be a full counselor, they said, no, we're going to pass.
Yeah, you...
they never disciplined me.
But he did tell on you, or did you?
I don't know.
You didn't report yourself?
No.
So somehow they knew.
Yeah. Huh.
Let's be fair, though. It 13 years old, those are not... Mott and Bow jeans. Those are
right.
those are thick jeans.
It 1983.
Yeah, I'm surprised that even felt it. Honestly, I mean, maybe you feel it, but it wouldn't hurt.
Well, he has Hulk Hogan's nephew money, so he's probably wearing Sassons or something.
Oh, so he's got a nice
This is a tough skins.
A soft denim.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? My apologies. That is a great story. And how it's lasted 15 years before you told it.
Well, there was no.
There always is. We talk about BB guns every other week on this show.
Oh, that's a good point. I should have really done it.
Never then. Not BB guns.
Right. Remember when BB Newworth came up? That's another example. We talk about Cheers.
What if he had told that story when BB Newworth came up? How mad would we have gotten at him? speaking of BB Newworth, I once shot a kid in the ass with a BB gun.
Here's a fun story. What makes you think?
I've never been hit by a BB in my life, but I feel like even with no pant, it doesn't break the skin. So that's
why. Oh, that's true.
You're really?
Because
oh,
no.
Maybe it depends on the
gun. It can kill squirrel. So
it can kill squirrel.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I didn't want him to do it.
Huh. Oh, dude. When I was way too old, we were at this person's house and they had BB guns. They were shooting at cans. And then a group of people and follower James Arpardo went along with it. We shot at what we thought was the empty house across the street. Mm-hmm. And it was not an empty house. And we hit their animals.
Oh,
and
God.
We hit a person.
Jesus.
And it was and then they came over and it was fucking horrible. And like big welt on the guy's arm.
Oh, damn.
It's horrible. You're getting hit with it's worse
than a metal.
Yeah, it's a metal pellet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At a decent speed, depending on how hard you pump.
Yeah, that was one of the scariest moments of my life when those people came over, because it was like we were leaving and then they were like, oh, we need to talk to you guys. Or, you know, you think that house is empty? We're like, oh, yeah, we're sure. Yeah, they empty the house. And well, we live there. And then, fuck, you could throw us in a pickup truck right now and take us and murder you. But luckily,
conversely, call the police and say, hey,
that's what they did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they called the police.
And what did the police do?
I believe it was one of those don't do it agains.
Yeah.
You know, you're idiot kids. Don't do this
but
again.
But I still would have been fucking terrified.
Dude, I was scared. Yeah. Don't call my parents. Right, like, don't.
I mean, as a kid, you don't really know what the police can do to you. But in my mind, I would immediately jump to, I'm going to be sent to a fucking reform school or something.
I just went to don't call my parents. Yeah. You know, I don't want to get. And once I got past, I'll be honest with you, I was relieved they called the police because it did have all the makings of them. You know, you think it's fun. You know, you think it's fun to shoot at animals. Yeah. You think it's fun. What if we did that to you? Like, oh, shit, yeah. This is about to go. And one of the guys, we'll not reveal the other people. One of the guys was an arrogant idiot. And he tried to stand up to these guys. And that was just making things worse.
That seems like a bad idea.
Take your lumps.
And like that guy did on his arm.
Sure. Right.
Like we all are with the loss of the great Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. I just want to throw out one thing about Malcolm Warner. I was an acquaintance of his in junior high school. Went just before he got the Cosby Show, he knew I knew about computers, so he asked me for some advice about a computer to buy. And he said, "There's this thing coming. I can't tell you what it is, but it's kind of big." And then because of Facebook, I reconnected with him years later. He was a musician. He had I think his band was called Miles Long Music, or maybe he had like a small label. And if my memory serves, he played bass, stand-up bass, and I got to see him perform once, and he had a lot of adoring fans, and he was very good. So it's really shocking.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Well, people were saying that Ozzy's death was shocking. I think we all saw it coming. Yeah. I think
he had a concert that said, "This is my last concert."
And he had to be duct taped to a chair to be able to do it.
They were talking about that he was going to go to Sweden or Switzerland to do that self-assisted thing and be they were saying him and Sharon were going to do it.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's what happened. I don't really know what they're saying the cause of death is, but besides whatever he had.
I see what you're saying.
He was gonna
end it.
Yeah.
I did not see any of that. Yeah, I saw none of those rumors because I don't stuff. I'm not on the dark web like you are. Yeah, not some weirdo. What was shocking about it is how soon after that concert it happened. That's the shocking part. That's the surprising part.
Mm-hmm.
The if you saw him for the last 10 years, if you go, I can't believe it.
If he hadn't, if he hadn't done that concert. And you hadn't seen or heard from him in however many years it's been since he's been in public as a performer. And then you heard he passed away. You'd be like, well, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Age-wise and knowing that he's struggled with his health for a while.
And not just with the Parkinson's. I mean, he had issues. You know, my brother, we scheduled my mom's memorial around Ozzy being at the Hollywood Bowl. Because my brother's a big Ozzy Osbourne fan. And was like, you know what? And you know what? Oddly, we left. My mom was too. My mom went to see, you know, I forget that my mom is only 20 years, was only 20 years older than me. So theoretically, when Ozzy was in his prime, she was really more the audience than me.
For sure.
Certainly for Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she went to see Ozzy a bunch and she, I don't know, maybe she saw Black Sabbath back in the day. I don't know. But we think, you know, I thought like, that's a good weekend to do or a good week to do my mom's memorial. And then the day that I pick up my brother at the airport while I'm circling, that's when Ozzy canceled. And it's like, Ozzy cannot perform tonight because of health issues and it'll be rescheduled. And then it was never rescheduled.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, whatever concert was before that one was his last one until, you know, he showed up at that football game where he lip synced.
Yeah.
And then obviously this past week where, he, or not this past month when he did the Back to the Beginning show. It's a bummer. It's a real bummer. I was grateful to be able to talk with Brendan and Ahmed about it and Richard Sheltinga and my brother. My interactions with him were very, very quick. In, you know, just hello, you know, hello. And and that was it. I couldn't even say I had a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you could say I met Ozzy Osbourne, who arguably is in the top five most famous musicians of all time. I mean, he's
certainly in his genre. Yeah,
I would say even more than his genre. I think because of the reality show, everybody knows Ozzy Osbourne.
That's true. Yeah,
he's you know, even if you've never heard his music, you know who Ozzy Osbourne is.
Right, right.
It's almost like Barbara Streisand. You might have never heard a Barbara Streisand song or seen one of her movies, but you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ozzy is in that same world as is Chuck Mangione. we went to the last night, completely off topic. We went to the New Beverly last night. They had the double feature of Lost in America and Modern Romance, Albert Brooks movies,
yeah.
And jammed.
Oh, cool.
Jammed. I have not seen that place that crowded. I can't tell you the last time I saw the place that crowded.
Mm.
Line out the door, saw the guy that was the music geek on Beat the Geeks.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
That guy, I don't know his name.
I can't picture him, but.
And then a couple of other comics who I feel like an asshole that. They were excited to see me, and I couldn't pull their names, and I still can't at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ron Lynch, who had been on this program, saw Ron, and Chip Pope was there.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed for because of dealing with some back and groin issues. I only watched Lost in America, then I had to leave because I could not sit in a theater seat for quite frankly another second.
Hmm.
And then they stayed and watched it, and I will say that I watched. You know, I'd seen Lost in America a zillion times in my life, and we watched it with Oliver over the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the end of it going, that's not nearly as good as I remember it being.
Really?
That was a bore.
Huh.
Watching it in a full movie theater with people laughing changes that.
Mm.
That is a funny scene. Oh, that is a funny. So then afterwards, Oliver and Danielle and I were like, well, what did we not find funny about it when we watched it at home? But it's good stuff.
Yeah, I love that one. I like it better than Modern Romance. I know most people think Modern Romance is like one of his best movies, but I like Lost in America better.
I do not.
And I like Defending Your Life maybe is to me number one overall, but
I think it's number three or four for me.
Or even Mother. Like I think Mother is like a perfect movie.
I saw Mother at the wrong time. I don't know what was in my, I need to see that again.
It's really funny.
Yeah. I when I saw it, I just was not, whatever headspace I was in.
Yeah.
It was not to enjoy that movie. And I remember just being, I remember being mad at it, which is a weird way to react to a movie. But
well, I felt that way about The Muse. Does that? That's for different reasons.
No, same deal. That's how I felt about Mother. Like I gotta see it again.
Yeah,
I gotta see it again. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. That's it. End of the fucking story.
Okay.
End of the line. Hey, we got this. We got a lock. We got lots of mail. By that I mean three pieces. This arrived via 69.
Up top, my brother.
Good idea, little lady.
You opened that in a way that seemed like the best way to open it, and then I just noticed there's actually a pull tab on the other side. But it came out so clean when you did it. Or is that the?
I basically used the pull tab without. Using the pull tab.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I got a lot of. History of opening up things. Jimmy, Matt, Garen, and Elliot. Little card in an envelope as I open this up. Let me get my glasses. Glasses! Dear Jimmy and gang, I love Never Not Funny.
Thanks.
That's it. Thank you guys for the laughter and fun at least twice a week. The last couple of years have been rough for me personally, and there's always been a reprieve from it. Each week, listen, Never Not Funny. I look forward every week to being able to laugh my ass off. It was great to meet you in Bloomington this year. That's to me specifically. The show was awesome. Here are your Never Not Funny LPGA Fantasy League polos.
Oh, boy.
I hope they are to your liking. Thank you for letting me be part of the league. I look forward to it continuing in the future. Thank you and the gang for all the enjoyment over the years. Ron Nagel.
Wow.
Ron's a nice man.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know where the guys get shirts.
Well, I do. Oh. Abbott Skelding designed the logo. And so there's the.
That's amazing.
Got some. Boy, somebody got the wrong size here. I think that's on me. Well, they will be on me when I put them on.
Yeah, you going to sleep in that?
I think. Yeah, I know. Is this a medium, Garen?
That's a crazy.
Maybe this one's a small.
That's a crazy.
Okay, this one's a small. Maybe this one.
It also looks pretty big.
Yeah, but at least it's not the medium. Maybe it's, at least it's not that Rip Van Winkle size.
It's a gorgeous logo, though.
It's a great logo. Thank you to Abbott Skelton for doing that. Thank you to Ron for getting the shirts. I wish this was the small, because I prefer this color.
That's a very you color.
It is a very you color.
Will it shrink, maybe?
It's a sport tech, Garen, so I don't see any shrinkage. And I would have thanked you to figure that out from where you were sitting.
We can only apologize.
You should know your sport text.
I should know my sport text.
Walk into work and, you know.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for sending those, Ron.
You think Garen could wear that bigger one?
Yeah.
On his walk to the
You want to try it on, Garen?
How does the sport tech work against a nipple? Does it keep it?
I think it's designed for
I think it's designed,
to be
yeah.
nice on the nipple.
Here, try this on.
Is it good for the nipple?
Throw this on. This is the this is that medium we talked about. It's big.
It's a crazy. It looks like an XL. Honestly, it's not even like it's one off.
Doesn't
it's
it?
Like
doesn't
two
it?
Two off.
I mean, that does not put that on, Garen. That's bigger than that Jaws. That's bigger than his T-shirt. That's a medium. Or,
what size is that shirt? Is the T-shirt a large or an XL?
This one.
Yeah,
this is a large.
It's a large.
Well, it might be the same as that, but
slide that on, Garen. Go out in the hallway. Put that on.
Oh, you
not over the T-shirt. That's not going to give you an accurate.
Almost seems like he could. That's how big it is.
But it wouldn't give him an accurate fit.
No, no.
I'm looking for an accurate fit out of this.
Sure, sure.
Okay, Garen, where's he going?
He's
going
to the bathroom. He doesn't want to change in public.
There's nobody here. That hallway's empty, and it's Tyler. You don't want Tyler. You don't think Garen wants Tyler to see him shirtless?
Hmm.
Right. The next thing you know,
all the walking he's been doing.
He's fucking Tyler's headband. Tyler wears a headband sometimes.
He does. Like, he has a lot of accessories.
Yeah, it's like he just got off the racquetball court.
He does the thing that you describe where it's like hat is on hair, not on head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He can pull it off.
Yeah, he can. Mm-hmm. He's got that model head where I'm sure he wore the Von Dutch and course. Looked great wearing
yes.
it. Jerk.
All right, here's this.
This comes to us. This looks like it was taken care of during Prime.
Oh, wow.
Amazon Prime.
I got it. Prime days.
So I opened that up. Yeah, that was the 8th through 11th.
Okay. That's what it says on the tape there?
Yeah, that's when we were on vacation.
Mm.
Right? No, we were on the vacation from the 11th on. We did a show here on the 10th.
Yeah.
By the way, Garen!
Fits like a charm.
Yeah, that fits
that's
you,
a
man.
Perfect fit.
What do you think, Garen? Does that fit you good, or does it feel a little snug around the tum-tum?
No, it feels good.
Looks good. You look like you're a golf pro.
You know what, Garen? Do you ever see yourself wearing that sincerely?
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, I could wear it.
It's yours.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't think it'll shrink for you or whatever, yeah.
It's not going to shrink enough down to my tiny elfish size.
Yeah. It's comfy. Breathable.
That's a sport tech.
Sport tech.
Yeah. You're gonna like the feel of that on your walks.
You actually
pretty
are.
Good on the nipple.
It's gonna wick. It wicks the moisture.
You're very concerned about these nipples.
Don't you hate when it chafes your nipple? It's horrible.
I've seen what it does. If you watch Wrexham, that one of the... That dude was doing a marathon or something. And
I haven't
marathon
gotten
will
there
kill
yet.
Your nipple.
I saw the beginning of the season where he's talking about he's been committed to doing it.
Did you ever have a nipple issue marathon?
I did, yeah. And luckily, like every mile, there's somebody would have, God damn it, Jim.
Like water or KY. A patch or...
Not KY. I use that for fucking.
Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah.
We got there.
You put it between your toes. You do that before you run.
Yeah.
And I, one of the marathons, I forgot to put it on my nipples. And maybe mile 8, I'm like, shit, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. And you've got to catch it fast. Otherwise, there's really not even point in putting it on because you've already done the damage. And it's horrible. Yes. It's horrible. Hang on now. Garen, our guest, is here. And That might be our next conversation with our landlord.
The box.
The box.
Mm. You mean this box you're about to open?
Yeah. All right. Hey, it's this.
Oh.
Paper. Hey, brown paper. Thank you, whoever sent that in.
That's great. We can use that for decorations, soundproofing.
Maybe make some...
Now, I want to tell you this.
What the?
This is addressed to Jimmy Pardo.
Uh-huh.
Not to Never Enough. It's addressed to me.
Uh-huh. Directly to you.
It is. There's no note. It's a Franklin baseball glove.
Well, nice looking glove.
It's a great looking glove.
Softball glove. It's the Fieldmaster.
Sure. You got your Velcro closure there. It's very comfortable, probably.
That's to tighten up the thumb.
Got to break. Yeah, break that in.
I don't. I mean, it says ready to play. That is false advertising.
That is a big glove.
Doesn't it look small on my hand?
That's how the guys wear it these days, right?
I don't know. With my tiny hand, it feels like I'm not in control.
Hmm.
I don't know who sent this or why.
That's interesting.
Very
interesting.
Have we spoken on the show about how I need a baseball glove?
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe this is that brushing scam thing we've talked about before.
Oh!
Oh, you think he's being entrapped?
I don't know.
Hang on. There is a note.
Hey.
Maybe. No, there's not. Maybe there is.
Well, that's an invoice, perhaps, or a receipt.
That's all it is. But sometimes there's a little note on
this.
Yeah,
like delivery instructions or gift receipt.
This is the Franklin Sports Unisex Adult 13-inch Modified Trapeze Web Baseball and Softball Glove, the Fieldmaster.
This has to be a mistake.
Youth men's and women's, tan, 13. Mm. Sport.
Well, hopefully someone listening will hear, you know, they'll say,
reveal yourself.
They'll email and say, sorry about that.
Is it for Oliver? I mean, it's youth men's, which, I mean, that could fit you, Jimmy. You are a man, but.
Yeah.
You have youthful hands.
I mean, my son's bigger than me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
baffling.
This is really a mystery. This is. If Sarah Koenig was still relevant, she'd be doing a whole series on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, whoever sent that. I truly don't understand it.
This season on Serial.
Baseball gloves. Shut up. I honest to God, don't. I don't have a use for this. I don't play softball.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start.
Really?
And that's the universe is telling you to play softball by sending you that glove.
I'm with Elliot. Is that the right call?
Because so we've established, we don't need to be the ones to establish this, that offhand is catchball, dominant hand is throw ball, which means that you would be wearing that glove on your left hand.
Yep. Right.
Yes.
That's where you have all the labrum situations. There's no way you're catching a ball.
Is it? Or I thought it was the right.
No, my left is. Both labrums are torn. Mm. The left is far more is far worse than the right. That's where I get the PRP and I get the injections, and we're trying to avoid surgery. And I don't think we will ever have surgery on that. But
if you play some softball, you might.
But if I throw, no, catching will be okay. Throwing is because then
really
then you're just
using all them muscles.
Yeah. So I can't. I'm going to say I cannot.
Yeah.
I am. Tyler and I were going to play racquetball later today.
Great.
Wow. That seems like a good idea.
Nope.
No.
All right. Then
this is a big box.
I know what this is.
Oh, okay.
And this is, I'm opening this up.
Jimmy's leaning over from his chair. The box is on the floor.
And,
seems like the way to handle it.
Matt Belknap, you're going to be very happy with this.
Okay.
This is that.
That's so good.
Never Not Funny, Hello Tasty. It's the four of us in an Oreo package. It's based on the Beastie Boys.
The Hello Nasty album cover, but instead of being in a sardine tin is the original.
Yes.
It's the four of us in an Oreo package.
And that's hilarious. You got a 69 count there.
Nice.
Never Not Funny logo up there instead of Nabisco. And so that I felt since the Chicago was recognized that we should have the Beastie Boys up
there.
Sure.
Why not?
Represent Matt Belknap.
Yeah.
And again, that comes to Nicky Raccoon made this.
Thanks, Nick.
Same guy that made that.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. That'll replace one of the goal for me also is to replace one of the photographs of us up there.
Yeah, okay. maybe the older one, although I do love the Robin Von Swank photo.
Yeah, but I think that's the one that's got to be cut loose.
Yeah.
Because you and I are already up there in a more current
incarnation.
One.
Incarnation.
So I think this one will replace that, and I think that'll look cool there.
Yeah.
All right. Or, you know what I do, honestly? I put this in the middle. and I moved the
I
moved the words down to their guy because this I think is
feels more like a center square.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you to Nikki Raccoon for the artwork.
Yeah, that's so cool. Thanks.
Thank you to Ron Nagel for the shirts. Garen looks great in his. Garen's going to hit the links later now that he's got the right proper attire.
Sure.
And more importantly, thank you to the mystery person that sent in that softball glove because I can't wait to get out. Garen, there's no note. There's nothing.
For what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Garen.
I wasn't here. Or I must have been.
Yeah, you were out.
Garen, I got a softball glove.
Oh.
Someone mailed Jimmy from Amazon. Softball mitt.
Somebody send me a. You see it.
You're going to go in the backyard with Oliver and throw a couple.
Yeah, you got 3 weeks left.
It's not about time to make a change.
Just relax. There's no note.
Is there a song like that where they talk about throwing a ball with dad? I want to. Isn't it like a Gavin McGraw or somebody
I'm
like that?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, there's all those. Tim McGraw probably.
That's
did
what
that
I,
or a,
did I say? Is Gavin McGraw a person?
Yeah, yes. he's also a singer.
Okay.
Well, Tim McGraw's dad was in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Tug.
Oh, I'm not sure I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Tug McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. He said, "Don't take the girl." That's him, right?
Yeah.
What do you when you think Tim McGraw? What do you think? Do you think my favorite song? The one we danced to all night long?
I don't know what that means. Is that his big hit?
It's Taylor Swift.
I do not.
That was her first hit, right?
Yeah.
Was that right? That first album of hers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well, self-titled.
It's a good song.
Debut.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wait, I was going to ask Elliot something. Now I forgot.
He's over there. Was it BB related?
I am the expert at this point.
Related. Oh, no, I wasn't going to ask you. I was going to tell you it's not a pop song or whatever. It's from a musical, but one of probably the worst Broadway songs, musical songs of all time is from Dear Evan Hansen and called How to Break in a Glove.
Oh,
absolutely atrocious.
Oh, dude.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Oh, really?
Oh, I do.
I think it's a little like maudlin, but it's
a little.
It's a sweet. See, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me though. Like that melodrama stuff, I eat that up like cereal.
What kind of cereal, Gary?
Life.
Have you had the new Cheerios with protein? Have you had those?
No.
They taste just like Cheerios.
Are they trying to compete with the Magic Spoon?
What, they got meat in them?
Yeah, you know I like meat-flavored chips.
Turkey-flavored Cheerios.
It tastes just like Cheerios, but they've got X amount of...
I'll give that a spin.
Can I tell you something? Why wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, it might have more protein, but also still tons of carbs and sugar, so then that's not going to serve my purposes.
Well, I'm guessing it does.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it does.
But I'm still curious.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Hey, maybe Galactic Snacks can send us some Cheerios.
Oh, do they have cereals over there? GalacticSnacks.com.
I doubt it. But I have some snacks for us today. By the way, teasing that.
Well, we will try we'll try those out with our Deborah Baker Jr., who is waiting patiently out in the hallway. I assume she's been given some paperwork, Aaron.
She has.
What did she think of your new shirt? Did it come up at all?
It did not come up.
Yeah, we'll ask her on the air, I guess.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad it didn't. I feel like now that should be the first thing that people... I mean, I went out to the door and like three white dudes were like, hey, we need a fourth. You want to come to the links? It came out of nowhere. I don't know what happened.
See, that's what happens. You wear a sharp shirt like that. You've got the logo. They assume that you're a player.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is a good looking... First of all, it's a good looking color on you.
Thank you.
And it's a good looking... and you're representing this show. That's what's important. Instead of Jaws. Jaws is doing fine. Never so, not funny. Can
you
use
they give a little boost every once in a while. The Jaws.
It's the 50th anniversary. Hey, did you know that they're doing an exhibit very nicely timed, starting in September at the Academy Museum?
I got a pamphlet in the mail.
Yeah, me too.
How did they get my address? Number one, that's what I'd like to know.
How did I get a baseball glove? People are just sending things willy nilly, Garen.
Anyway, but that might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They do have a big Bruce model hanging from the ceiling.
Yes, they do.
I love that place. That's a good museum.
Do you really? I find it to be very I feel like it kind of disappointing.
Misses. Yeah, I've only been
once. I think it just kind of, hey, this is, it's okay.
Yeah, it feels like a new place that needs to fill in the blanks a little, like before it feels like a real, it's just, there's something about it. It's almost like being at a mall when you're like, what's on this level? Oh, they've got the Orange Julius and a picture of Samuel Goldwyn. Great.
You know, dude, that the hallways, it feels cold.
Yeah.
And then when you go into the exhibit rooms themselves, it feels okay.
Yeah.
But yes, when you first like, let's go to the fourth floor. This feels
this
like,
this is it.
This is the empty floor.
Yeah. They're not all they got here.
Yeah. I'm a little bummed out by it, Garen, but I'm glad that you enjoy it.
Did I tell you guys how I would be every time? I mean, I've only been there a few times, but every time I would go, I would tell people I was with that the big dome was going to be the Lucas Museum. And it's not. And I've been in there to where the, it's a big, gorgeous movie theater.
Yeah.
And I, every time I go in there, I'm like, this is where they're going to have the George Lucas thing. Probably five or six times I've told people that. Full chest.
You mean the Lucas Museum they're building down by the Coliseum? That's a fucking humongous, like, there's no possible way it could be where you were saying it was.
I don't know where I got it. I don't know what made me think of it.
I think it was supposed to be because that's why it looks like the Death Star.
That's probably why.
Oh, you're talking about that outdoor thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, even after I'd been in that theater, walked into it, watched a film.
Still told them.
Still, guys, that's Lucas.
Give me the fucking shirt. Give me the goddamn shirt. You don't deserve the shirt.
By the way, though, that Lucas Museum, every time I go down there and it's a little bit further along, it looks so cool. It's crazy. It looks like a giant spaceship, as you would imagine it would. But there's like a garden on top with like tree. They planted trees on the roof of it. And it like it's like a full on park on the roof of it.
Basically. Are there tan-tans? Is that a thing?
Tauntauns? No, they would be in a colder climate.
No, I'm asking if there's two guys that have nice tans.
Oh, well, I'm sure there is. The guys working on it probably have a nice tan.
It's California. Why wouldn't they? Yeah. Right? They're out in the sun. They're getting that Robert Redford
leathery look.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
You think that's who sent you the glove?
It would make sense. At least I'd understand it. Either him or Kevin Costner.
In honor of my face, please enjoy this.
Enjoy this. All right, let's take a break. I've got the con, I've been told.
Yep.
The letter is V, horror or sci-fi. Deborah Baker Jr. is going to join us. Matt's got something for a taste test. We're going to have a lot of fun when we come back right after this.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Deborah Baker Jr. is on Instagram at Deborah Baker Jr. And she's also in the new Disney Plus animated series, Stugo. Go check it out. Sounds cool. We've got some other friends of the show on there. I think Johnny Pemberton's on an episode. Zach Reno is, I think, another one of the main cast along with Deborah. So check it out. Sounds really fun. You'll hear her explain it later. But check that out if you like animated stuff. Jimmy Pardo is going to be at the Irvine Improv on August 10th. And then he's going to be at the Ice House hosting Pop Cultured on September 13th, 7 p.m. show. Go to jimmypardo.com for all his dates and deets. You can click the show's link to get more info and links to tickets and all that good stuff. And finally, if you're hearing this before it happens, our next live stream is July 28th, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Join us if you're a Tier 2 or higher subscriber. Join us on nevernotfunny.com. You can listen as we record that episode. You can say happy birthday to Jimmy if you call in. Wish him a happy birthday. That'll be fun. Yeah, we're going to take some calls. So do all that and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 36V, the award-winning podcast, number 9. Deborah Baker Jr. has joined us. Now, Deborah, you and I met, you're a friend of Chelsea Crisp's.
I am.
We met at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I'm calling it a reunion yet.
Are you?
Well, it was a bunch of people.
It was a very sad party.
It was not. When you say sad, you mean?
The cheese plate was the size of someone's dinner plate.
Yes.
And they were like, come.
And come maybe to this six cans of soda?
This, maybe.
Right? I'm sorry.
Maybe. You. No, I mean, you're not. You're just, that is what it was.
It was.
But you know what? The highlight for me?
What's that?
That was the loop of Paul Rudd in the dance studio that you could see. They're really proud of Paul and all of his accomplishments.
Was that loop of, was it footage of him from the school?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they saved it. They did.
Oh, so they had, I did not go in there. So this was like him at the theater.
Yes.
Doing a, did he go to the LA campus or the Pasadena campus?
He went with you to the Pasadena campus.
Well, not together. We did not go together.
Right? You did.
I did not know Paul back in the day. I knew Gil Bellows.
Okay.
That was my big,
Chelsea and I were the first class to start at the La Brea campus.
At the Hollywood campus.
Yeah. Charlie Chaplin's own studios.
Yeah.
It's exciting,
which
right?
It's really exciting.
Did you know that when you, and I throw around this word very loosely, and Chelsea gets angry with me, Adam Scott's on my side on this. When you auditioned, you know you were going to this different campus, or was it still at the, thinking you're going to go to Pasadena?
No, I auditioned knowing that I was going to go to that campus. Although I did go to New York for the summer program.
Oh.
And there was a moment that I thought, maybe I'll do New York. And then I didn't.
Yeah, you.
I maybe should have.
You think so? Why do you think so?
Have you ever been to the New York campus?
I have not.
That's where it's at. You know, just the staircase alone, you feel it's beautiful. You get a workout. And I don't know. There was such a. The history in that building is so amazing.
Yes.
They take it much more seriously there. So in some ways, you know, but I don't know. And like on Tuesdays, there's like old woman that just like gives out Broadway tickets to students for free.
Oh,
I don't know. It's just like, it was just a different experience.
I see.
Completely different school. So when I heard that it was closing and the New York campus was staying open, it wasn't a big surprise to me.
I see.
That was all, yeah, yeah.
Where is the New York?
The real actors are in New York.
Well, that's always
But if
been
you
true.
Look at the, we'll get to your question, Matt, but, yeah. But if you look at the alumni newsletter,
mm-hmm.
most of the successes are from the LA campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe there's something's up with that?
I think so.
Yeah, what do you think it is? I don't know.
Maybe we just
don't celebrate Broadway work as much as we do film and television.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
So where is the New York campus? What part of town?
I took two stops. I don't remember, but it had a lovely bodega next door. This is a great question.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
All right.
She was just there for the summer program.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Boston.
Oh,
grew up in Boston.
Matt Belknap.
I went to college there.
Okay, where'd you go to college?
Emerson.
Okay, great college.
Yeah, it was fun.
I went to acting school.
Yeah, well, Emerson's barely, it's like just above acting school.
No, that's not
seriousness. Well, it's gotten a little more serious, but it was not very serious when I
We went to a school that if you had a check, you got in.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Do you see it that way? Because, again, our friend Chelsea Crisp gets very mad at me when I say this.
I think
based on some other people in my class, there's no way that they hit a home run in that audition. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that somebody went, oh, this guy's got it, or this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did okay, and they had the tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, again, on a campus that's closing.
I know. It is a campus that's closing. Yeah, I think there were some really, really great talents in Chelsea and I's class. And then there were some people that I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of those people didn't make it past first year. And then, you know.
Hi.
Yeah. Did you only go 1 year?
I only went 1 year.
That was your own choice.
Yeah.
That wasn't because they were like, excuse me,
Oh, no,
sir.
It was mutually agreed upon.
Okay.
I was a dick.
Okay,
I was.
That's different than not being talented, though. You know what I mean?
Well, clearly,
obviously,
I'm one of the success stories of that of that time, of that school. So they all agreed, and I don't disagree that Second City stand up or something like that would be more beneficial to doing a second year there. And it bummed me out because it was like, well, yeah, but I want to see this through. At the same time, I had zero interest in doing the second year. Like, so was relieved when I got called into Bryn Mawr's office to discuss it and was told that they were leaning that direction. What were my thoughts? I'm like, yeah, sounds good. As long as my dad's okay with it.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't okay with it. He wanted me to see it through.
But you're doing big things now.
I am doing big things.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I went all the way through. I even got into the company, and then I said no to the company because you weren't allowed to audition the entire time that you were there.
So you're in the company doing their plays.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to then go, oh, hey, there's an audition for Malcolm in the Middle or something. You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that, and you don't get paid. And my parents were like, I think it's time to get a job. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And then I waited tables. Chelsea and I also both worked at Arclight, that lovely theater that is no longer.
But will be again.
Will it?
Yeah, isn't there, didn't a group of people invest in that and they're reopening it in April?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear that.
Something, just the Cinerama Dome or the whole
just
thing?
Just the Cinerama Dome.
I've just been told just the Cinerama Dome.
I think.
Well,
he thinks. My source thinks.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want a movie theater? That's such a good place for a movie theater. I don't understand how they couldn't make that work. Is it the parking?
Probably.
That was a turn.
Probably.
I'm with you. I was never, only if you went there at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday was it not crowded.
Yeah.
Otherwise, every evening was jammed, every weekend was jammed. And it was a tourist trap in addition to a great movie theater.
And nice theaters. It was
beautiful.
They were all
really
great.
Really nice theaters.
So,
yeah.
And what did you guys do? Did you work in the restaurant there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm. We worked in the restaurant. Yeah.
And we say restaurant in the loose way that we say the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
We do. We sure do. Right? We sure do. There was a lot of just like opening bags and stuffing it onto a plate. And, yeah.
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 When you went to the academy, and did you have to find your own housing, or did they provide housing?
Mm-mm, you had to find your own.
Which is insane, right?
It's super insane, especially as a sweet little tiny 18-year-old never being in Hollywood ever. My dad got me an apartment. He came out with his buddy, and I don't think anybody should have lived there.
Oh, it was, no. Where were you at? Were you right in Hollywood?
Yes, I could walk to school. I walked past a John's. I saw a dead person once.
Wait, what the?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like walking home. There was like
on La Brea?
Fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the John's parking lot. There was gunshots every night. I had like a ton of my WASPy friends visit me, and they're like, no, Deborah, we're going to get a hotel. We're not going to stay at your apartment. So I lived there for 2 years, and then I moved up to Hillside, like up by Runyon Canyon. Mm-hmm. I've lived all over Los Angeles, you guys. I've got tips for every neighborhood.
Okay.
And then, you know, I've bopped around ever since.
Did you have a roommate when you went to the academy, or you lived on your own?
I had a roommate. It was like a friend of a family friend.
It was not a fellow student?
Mm-mm. No.
That is so... I thought when they moved you from Pasadena to Hollywood, I was much, much older when that happened. Pasadena, in the mid-80s, rent was reasonable. Uh-huh. So finding an apartment wasn't awful, but the idea of finding an apartment in Hollywood in the 90s or 2000s,
mm-hmm, 2000.
They're asking, that's a lot of freaking money in, mm-hmm, addition to tuition.
I know.
And it's not just housing, it's like, it's Hollywood money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that had crazy. To be bananas and hard to find. That's
hard
my point.
Hard to find, super hard to find. But I think towards the end, they gave them housing.
They did?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't keep in touch that much with the school, but... I'm pretty sure, like, those apartments behind the school,
yes,
that was all housing.
Oh, that's interesting. Which, you know what? I'm back in. I'm going
to
go
like
again.
Which is a different experience, I feel like, and so much more fun to,
yes,
be.
Yes.
Like, yeah,
living amongst,
like,
your,
absolutely,
fellow students. Yeah.
A real, that's college, what, experience, you know?
Yeah, as opposed to, okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
So did you moved from Boston to L.A. at 18?
It's a longer story than that. So, yes. Yes, this is the short answer.
I was faced with the same thing of like, do you want to go to get out of high school? I was like, I looked at colleges out here, and I was like, I cannot move across the country at that age.
I was already living out of my home.
Okay.
For all of high school, I went to a boarding school in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
So I was already on my own.
Gotcha.
When you say boarding school, it's, mm-hmm, because you did not get, it sounds like your dad and you and your dad get along. He helped you move out here with a buddy.
Yeah.
Why were you in a boarding school? Were you a disciplinary problem?
I love, did you grow up on the West Coast?
I did not.
Where'd you grow up?
In the south suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. It is like a West Coast person would normally be like, what'd you do? it was just such like everyone went to boarding school. Where I grew up in Boston. Southern boarding school is different, but I went to an all-girls boarding school. Everyone in my family always went to a boarding school. It was just like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't change it for the world. It was so much fun.
You loved it.
I loved it. Yeah.
Is that where you discovered
your love?
It's
like sleepaway camp, but like, there's homework. You know, loose homework.
Did you do theater there as well?
I did, yeah.
What I always ask this on this program, what plays did you do in high school? Because they're always fun. The answers are always fun.
They are fun. I did Oliver.
Of course you did. That's my son's name. He was named after the play.
Well,
that's not true.
He always wants more.
he does.
What else did we did? We our acting teacher, she did some, like, we did, like, a First Wives, like, play where I think I played, like, Lady Bird Johnson. And it was always, like, every other year was, a musical or a straight play. And then we did, like, a review. I feel like my freshman year, so it was just like a bunch of different, and I was in the background. And then we did Bye Bye Birdie.
I did Bye Bye Birdie as well.
Yeah,
who'd Bye you Bye play?
Birdie. I was the lead.
You played Kim McAfee?
I did play Kim McAfee. I got mono. My sister stepped in as my understudy.
I recovered
and I stepped in.
Oh.
She thought she was going to have it. She really did.
Oh, boy.
And I came back.
Good.
I came back.
This is a real all about Eve situation.
It really is.
Let me ask you this. Did you really recover or did you go, no, I'm better? And then, because you're,
like,
not going to let her do that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. And let me tell you, my sister was like, you better get back here because I am not an actress.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, what? So why'd she step in? It's not the mob.
No, but she stepped in. It was the right thing to do.
It was? There's not another theater person that probably was
there
more appropriate?
There probably was. But,
yeah, but it's a family thing, Jimmy. When one actor goes down, the rest of the family steps in.
They need the DNA of that.
Mm-hmm. Is that why we have Beau Bridges?
Probably.
Is that why that
happened? Yeah, that's what happened.
Or Jeff. I thought Beau was the...
Beau was in earlier?
Isn't he the older brother?
I don't know. But I think we could all agree Jeff's the...
Well, clearly Jeff has had the bigger career.
Yeah,
I'm now imagining a world where acting is the most important thing, and royalty is the only ones who can act. And so when King George gets sick, then the Prince Philip has to fill in for his role. You're not excited about this. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, you know we're on the air, right? This isn't you and your lady friend trying to kill time because you have nothing else to talk about over dinner. We're trying to be entertaining here. We get the junior, Deborah Baker.
My apologies.
This isn't senior.
Do you need a written apology?
I do like handwritten notes.
All right.
I really love a handwritten correspondence. So if that's the way we start it, I'm happy.
How do you spell your first name?
My first name is Deborah. Deborah.
The traditional.
Classic spelling. Okay. The traditional way.
Garen, hand that over
to him.
Is
this one of the... Yeah,
yeah, that's a Never Not Sorry card. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Write that to Deborah.
This is really absolutely nice.
Include your email and your address because she... probably just your address. She wants written the correspondence.
I see.
You guys are going to be pen pals now.
Oh, yeah, boy.
That's what happens.
That won't upset your lady friend at all.
No.
No, she don't. She won't ask what's going on.
Deborah, let's quit avoiding this. Why junior? What's happening there? Walk us through what that's all about.
I mean,
and then go back to your life story of the boarding school and so on. But jump to junior, then give us boarding school.
Let's jump to junior. That's all my mom. She had someone in her class that was a junior growing up, and she was like, that's the coolest thing ever. They didn't know if I was going to be a boy or girl. Regardless, they were like, if it's a boy, it'll be named after my dad. If it's a girl, it'll be named after me. That was what they had settled on. I popped out. They were like, okay, Deborah Baker. I was actually twins to start with. That what? Didn't happen.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then...
Just like Elvis.
Just like Elvis. We're so similar.
You're wearing a jumpsuit.
I am wearing a jumpsuit.
And a golden necklace.
We're the same. And I actually... I like peanut butter a lot. Anyway, so... the nurse was like, when the papers or whatever, my dad came back in the room and she was like, do you see this right here? And he was like, yeah, no, I see. She goes, you had a girl. He was like, no, I know. But do you see what she's doing here? And he was like, no, like we talk, like we know. And she was so upset. And my mom was like, you know, she taught school in Philly. She's taught everywhere. And she was like, if kids can name their kids, like, if women can name their kids, like, Apple or Placenta, I can name my daughter Deborah Baker Jr.
Sure.
Yeah.
It does come up a lot, though, especially when I'm, like, showing my ID to get onto a lot or something. There are people who are like, I'm like, oh, boy, it's okay. And I have a hard time with authority, so I always sweat. But, it's a real thing. It's not, like, something I did for, like, the biz.
It's not an homage to 16 Candles where her grandfather calls her Sammy Davis Baker Jr. Because that's very weird, too, that it's Baker.
I know.
You must hear that a lot.
I don't,
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I really don't. Huh. So that's that.
Well, let me say this about that. As a fellow junior,
okay,
I'm James Ronald Pardo Jr. I don't have junior on my ID, so you don't have that on your ID either. So you could
no, I do.
You could you don't. You could solve all those
I'll
problems,
show it to you.
But you like
no,
it.
No. I know that you do.
You don't need.
I'm
to.
I'm saying you don't need to,
but you like it.
Well, okay, but why don't I need to?
Because I don't need to.
There's okay. Well, a couple reasons. One. My mom is a different lady than me, and so we really need a different.
you know, my dad's a different person than me.
Yeah, but no, we're really different.
Okay,
like we're two really different people.
I understand.
Okay, Deb Senior is a whole another bag of worms. There's another Deborah Baker in SAG, and so that was like another.
This separates
easy...
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does that Deborah Baker do? What's her
story? I'm not sure.
Much less successful, I assume.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Get out of here. Get out of the
Get
business,
out of
Deb.
Here.
Not you.
Let's erase her. Yeah, no, that was like one of the things. In the very beginning, they were like, well, what should we change your name to? Should it be this and this? And I was like, can we just make Deborah Baker Jr.? Like, just make it me?
It's got a great ring to it.
It does have a great ring to it. And I'll tell you this. If you're a casting person, you certainly remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's like Barnaby Jones. Remember the name. That's what he used to say on the show. I'm an old man. Deb, you're at the boarding school. Then you leave the boarding school and you go where? You go to that New York, that
so
summer
school?
So
I went to the summer school, graduated boarding school, and moved straight out here. But we bopped around on the East Coast, too. Like, I lived in Florida for a little while as a family. Mm-hmm. We live, you know, up and down there. So I really
You were used to relocating or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And then out here, your dad and apparently some buddy of his move you out here.
They did. My uncle Shaw, there too. He was.
What's his first name?
His name is Shaw.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with this fucking family?
I know.
S-H-A-W, standard spell?
My dad's best friend, yeah.
Is his brother?
No, is my godfather, but I call him uncle.
What's going on?
I know.
Oh, things are a mess. And then you got the job at the Arc Light.
I got the job at the Arc Light.
You were doing
that
at the same time as going to the academy.
I was. At the very end. Like, at the very end. Because you didn't have time. I didn't have time to do anything. And so when I said no thank you to the company, they were very upset. I got a job both at Arc Light and I had never waited tables in my life. But I said I had because that's what you have to do in this town.
Damn right.
I got a job at this Italian place. I think there's like a Lucky Brand jeans place now at Hollywood and Highland when they first opened. I was such a terrible waitress. I was constantly in the weeds. I also didn't understand why people left just beautiful untouched focaccia on their plates. So I ate a lot of pristine almost eaten focaccia. And then I got my job at Arc, so I was doing two waiting jobs and I would run over to the other one.
Jeez.
And you had to wear these really ridiculous outfits at the Arc Light. I don't know if you guys remember. Everyone had to wear jewel-toned, very frumpy button-down shirts and black pants.
I don't remember. Oh,
that does sound familiar. Yeah. I didn't register that it was a thing everybody was doing.
I never thought of the staff there wearing frumpy outfits.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe that's my thing.
We were just meant to like blend into the background, I suppose.
What was your favorite movie on your name tag? Wasn't that a thing there?
Yeah.
It was a thing there. We didn't have those in the...
maybe the wait staff.
No.
Well, what would your answer have been? What would your favorite movie have been back then? Maybe it's changed. Maybe it hasn't changed.
I think really love the movie Amelie.
Oh.
It's a French film.
My son and I saw that over the summer.
Yeah.
Or last summer, I guess.
I would say that's like the one that pops into mind.
Wonderful. Almost
when I was younger, it was like Spaceballs.
Well, right now you're surrounded by assholes, so there's that.
And when I was like really, really young, and this is a movie that doesn't track and girls shouldn't say that they like this movie, was Gigi. I like loved that movie and the music, but there's some things that don't age well in that movie.
But there's some things that don't age well in a lot of movies.
Sure. Yeah. Thank heaven for little girls.
Well, we do thank heaven.
That's our president's favorite movie, I think.
Sir, it is not.
What?
Yeah. Sir, it is not.
He doesn't draw. He's never written a drawing in his life.
He's never written a drawing. Nor has anybody ever used that phrase. Oh, I've never written a drawing. Oh, why won't you put a gun in your mouth? wouldn't that be the best summer ever if that was the news? Chuck Mangione and Trump at the same day.
Oh, man.
I'm sad about Chuck Mangione. I feel the same. I don't really have any emotions about Chuck Mangione.
Nor should you.
Right? It'd be weird if that... I mean, I'm sad that a human being passed away, but... I
don't know who this is.
Trumpet player.
This was his hit.
And was he trumpet or...
It's not the Price is Right theme song. I know that.
I want to say it was
flugelhorn.
He's graced many of malls. Speakers.
Yes. That's not Tiffany playing at a mall. He was... Chuck Mangione had a hat. He had, and he wore scarves, and he had a very distinct look, and SNL and SCTV, they would do parodies of him. He was very...
he was the Kenny G before Kenny G.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a real good call.
Great.
Flugelhorn and trumpet player and jazz composer.
Wow.
At least more than 30 albums.
Yes, of course he did. He's had a long career, Garrett. We just lost him 2 days ago. He was recording up to the second he died.
Is that true?
No, I don't fucking know.
Imagine hearing the recording of a horn player dying. Chuck, you all right?
You don't see a lot of like horn players being like the spokesperson for like chapstick.
They should be.
I know.
Call.
They really should. Yeah. Right?
They always have skiers do it.
I know.
Let's get the horn players. Look at Chewy Panko, our buddy from Chicago, to do it.
Or the aforementioned Kenny G's famous. People like to laugh at his hair, and then why not put him in a commercial?
Carmex needs to come back. Right? This is a great pairing. I did it. I saved both of their
good
careers
job.
Right
did
now.
It. Look at Deborah Baker Jr.
You just reminded me a minute ago. You reminded me of something that I hadn't thought about in a while. I also worked in a movie theater when I was in college. I worked in a movie theater in Boston, and you might remember the Sony theater chain. It was Lowe's, and then it was Sony, and then I think it went back to Lowe's. We had to wear black pants, white button up, black bow tie, and cummerbund.
Wow!
Yeah, like a bartender or a magician from the 1978.
Yeah, like
it's a movie theater.
It's
how old were you? Did you get to wear it to your prom too?
No, I missed out on that. It was 20.
Okay, yeah,
1920.
Shouldn't it be just maybe a nice polo with the logo of the show, of the chain on it?
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfect. But I guess I don't know. I don't know what the premise was. It's like, you're going to the movies, it should feel like you're going to the Oscars. Look at all these people in without they're in tuxedos without the jacket on.
I will tell you this. Growing up, the General Cinemas near my home, they had blazers with that General Cinema logo on the blazer. So I think it was much like going on an airplane and stuff back in those days.
Yeah.
You went to the movies. That was you were doing something.
Touch a glass.
Yeah.
It wasn't today where you just, you know.
What do you want to do? Let's go to a fucking movie.
Yeah. Do you remember the scene in Annie when they all get dressed up and they go to the movie?
Yes. And
it
then I wanted to
deal.
Leave the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your favorite musical?
No.
What's your favorite musical?
Do you have one? Do
My
you care?
My favorite musical? I mean, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, I got to see Hamilton.
Of course.
I got to see, like, I think, yeah. That one was so good.
It sounds like you're not a big musical fan based on...
I like musicals. I just don't go to the theater as much as I would like to.
I see.
Yeah. Oh, man. What would be my favorite musical
I don't
of
know.
All time?
I think Hamilton's a good answer. That's my answer.
Yeah. Hamilton's really good.
It's in my top five.
Good.
I like it.
By the way, I found out this morning via my wife seeing it on Instagram. Turns out Lin-Manuel Miranda's in our club. He's in the Secret Kesha fan club.
Oh.
Oh.
He posted a video of he was at her concert singing along, going crazy.
There's a secret club?
Well, straight older men.
Men of a certain age are not supposed to like Kesha, and so we have to hide it. Mm-hmm. We have to be ashamed of ourselves for enjoying it.
Do you have a handshake?
No.
Oh,
well, privately we do.
Okay, okay.
When we're alone, we're watching videos. Mm-hmm.
There are hands involved. But
yeah. It's creepy that men our age enjoy her.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that Lin's in.
He's in.
She's not, like, she's an adult that makes good music.
Yeah.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. It just seems like it's
because when it started, it was many, many years ago.
it's true.
It just seems a little inappropriate. I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Yeah.
And I will say.
She's a great talent. Celebrate
She's
it.
Very talented. I love her songwriting. Look, I'm not going to pretend that she's not beautiful also. It's about all of it, but it's. I like good pop music, and she writes really good pop music, so that's the number one thing for me.
Talk about
pop music.
Thank you. Deb, are you comfortable saying what part of town you live in now?
Sure.
Where you at?
I live in the hills of Glendale.
Oh.
I live over there in La Crescenta.
Beautiful area.
Yeah.
And you go down to that Galleria from time to time?
You know, I do. I do wander down the hill to the Galleria from time to time. Talk about parking, though. That place. Wow, also, all the places in the Galleria and the Americana. Well, all the places in the Americana are now going over to the Galleria. Did you know this?
No. What do you mean by that? Like the
everybody's out. Everyone's like, I'm out of here.
So the Americana is empty?
A lot of it is empty or under construction. Also, there's like stores at the Americana now that like who's shopping here?
Yes, that's what I said about the Grove.
What is happening?
It's not a nice tourist attraction. It's Rodeo Drive.
It is Rodeo Drive. It's very interesting.
Yes,
but there's people that live above.
Yeah, hacks
in hacks. Right.
Yeah,
as we saw.
But it's crazy money stores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I just want to walk
and the
around
Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Yeah. It's like what's the Belova or whatever? Like what is that? I don't even know what they made. Is it jewelry? Is it purses?
I believe that is a watch company. Is it not?
Watches? Yeah.
Belova.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Where you're like, who's going in here? Oh, on a whim, I'm going to buy a $40,000 watch. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Or like that Tesla store. I never understood why Tesla needs a mall store.
I don't understand.
Who's going in there going like, let me sit in it but not drive it? I go, maybe they do also do test drives.
They must.
But what,
do you think they call them Tesla drives? Because it sounds close to Tesla.
They do.
Oh, they do. You know that. Do you drive one? Because you're a big fan of Elon Musk.
I drive a sweet little Prius.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Get a zip around town.
Zip, zip. I was driving a Subaru beforehand, but we got rid of her.
That's the safest car on the market, they say, the Subaru.
That's right. That's what I got right after I gave birth to my little guy.
Yeah. You have a little guy?
I have a little guy.
How old is he?
He's going to be 2 and a half, August 7th.
That's exciting.
What's his name? Are you comfortable saying?
Sure. His name's Loring, L-O-R-I-N-G.
Love it.
Hawk. And he just learned to say his name yesterday.
Oh, Loring.
And it's really sweet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, what's your name? He goes, Loring. Huck. I was like, yes. Speech therapy is paying off.
Oh, it's so adorable.
Yeah.
And so you're in a relationship, obviously.
I am.
Good for you.
Thank you.
How long have you been in that relationship?
We are coming up on 15 years being, you know, according to the law and upstairs, if you subscribe. And I think almost over 20 years being together.
Wow. Good for you.
You seem like not old enough to
Matt,
for those numbers to make sense.
Thank you for saying that.
I was a child bride.
Did you get married at 18? You're a child.
The day you arrived in Los Angeles.
I did. The day I arrived in Los Angeles.
Got that apartment, and your dad set you up with
it. He was like, you need a man.
The godfather was there. Let's do this.
No, I've been with him for a long time.
Talking about Shaw? Wow. I'm talking about Shaw.
Yeah.
Uncle Shaw.
Uncle Shaw.
What is your husband's name?
His name is Michael. He goes by T. Michael.
Why does he do that?
Because there was another Michael Wollstone. It's just a whole other thing. Oh, he's also named after his father.
What are the odds there's another Michael Wollstone?
Wollstone.
Wollstone.
So he goes T. Michael Wollstone.
T. Michael.
Oh, T. Period.
You know that it's someone that he like works with or is like isn't really his friend if they're calling him T. Michael.
Right.
You know it's his friend if they're calling him Michael.
Now we know that. We see
them. It's kind of like I found out recently that Tina Fey's real name is Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And so her friends call her Betty. Mm-hmm. Which is confusing.
Do they?
It is confusing.
Do they? I did stand up across the street from them on a regular basis. I would see.
Maybe they don't.
Hang out at Residuals all the time. Yeah. Not Residuals. Fuck, whatever the name of that bar is. Nobody ever went, Betty, can I get you something? They all called her Tina.
I only know that from, I heard Amy Poehler called her that. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what her friends call her. But maybe that's just a personalized one-to-one nickname that she only.
I think it's me calling Paul Gilmartin Marty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't a thing.
All right.
I refuse to believe that.
What's the other example that I'm not pulling? Oh, it's...
F. Murray Abraham?
No. I mean,
all his friends just call him Murray.
It's Emma Stone. Emma Stone's name is not Emma, it's Emily.
Oh, yeah.
And her friends call her Emily, apparently.
Yes,
apparently,
yes.
All right.
Oh, and what's her name also? Annie.
Annie Hathaway.
Annie Hathaway.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, we mocked Rich Sommer mercilessly about the fact that he called her Annie, just referencing her.
And she
goes by Annie.
She goes by Annie, yeah. Mm-hmm. And but we still spent, I would say, not only hours, but episodes and episodes making fun of him.
Yeah. Whenever it comes up, we find the chance.
Yeah, we're wrong, and we're fools. Yeah.
Is he in the sequel?
That's a great question.
Wonder.
I know your buddy Darren Criss is in the sequel.
Is he?
Yeah, they just showed him. There was one of those first looks, and it's just him and his co-star, walking on a street.
Is The Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sequel coming.
No, I know. I know all about it.
Okay.
I know all about it.
I didn't know Darren Criss was in it.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I like him.
I like him, too. I'm not going to see the movie.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Princess Diaries 2?
I don't know if I am, because the first one is perfection. I don't know if we need to get back there.
Wait, well, are you being serious?
Regardless.
No, I thought you said Princess Bride.
Your true feelings,
I literally thought you were just doing a joke, because like, there's no way you've seen Princess Diaries.
I swear to God, my ear heard Princess Bride.
Yeah.
It was the first I had heard about it, and I was getting irrationally angry in my head. But now I'm thrilled, because I love the first Princess Diaries, and I'm thrilled there's a sequel. Who's in it? Who did they get?
Annie.
She's back.
Annie's back.
Annie Hathaway?
It would be part three.
I was going to say, I thought there was a sequel.
Princess Diaries 2.
Finger on the pulse. Finger on the pulse.
Finger on the keyboard is more like it.
Yes, you are correct. It is actually three. It is actually three, yeah.
What's your favorite movie of all time, Dipper Baker Jr.?
Well, you know, it is crazy. Princess Bride was one of my all-time I watched that so much.
Because it's great.
Up. Yeah.
Marriage. I quoted it. None of my friends understood any of the it was my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're younger than us. Like, I was...
Yeah.
12 when it came out, maybe, or 13. You're you probably weren't born yet.
I saw it for the first time like on VHS because I would go to the Pink Pony, get some ice cream, but they also had video rentals. Okay. And I got to
is
rent it
there.
Is that
what the song was based on? Pink Pony Club?
I don't know. Yeah, this
was
exactly,
it also it a male strip club?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Interesting.
Is that what you think the Pink Pony Club is?
Isn't it? Oh, it's a drag club. I don't know.
I think it's just a club that people like go to.
I know
dance,
that that's
right?
a place where
no
boys
wonder
and girls...
her mom's obsessed.
Yes.
Why are you hanging
what
out
have you
at
done? You're a Pink Pony girl and you dance at the club. I know that boys and girls can all be queens every single day.
I know the song. I don't know the lyrics enough to participate in the fun they're having.
It's a great song.
It's a beautiful song. Love it. In fact, my wife just texted me. She said, can you please sign up for the chaperone presale tickets? Because, you got to put as many chips on the table as you can to get tickets to shows these
days. Will she be? The Inuit?
I didn't even know that was happening.
I don't know.
So sign up, Garen. Everybody's doing it.
Maybe the forum? I hope it's the forum. That's a good place for her. Ideally, it would be closer to my house, but
of course
it's not going to be.
Ideally, it'd be my garage. But that's
no,
not
I just mean
happen.
Like, but that, if you're talking that size venue, Hollywood Bowl is a lot more convenient to me. But I doubt it's going to be the Hollywood Bowl.
I think that the Greek seems to be an afterthought as a venue these days. The all the acts that used to play the Greek now play the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, it's too small for a lot of these acts. Like,
but it's not.
Isn't it the same?
Oh God! No,
no, the bowl is surprising. The bowl seats like 18,000 or something, and the Greek is like 3,500, I think.
How much is the Ford seat?
The Ford,
the outdoor is that the outdoor one?
Yeah, it's the one across the street from the bowl. That I'm always like, who goes here?
Yeah, that's a very weird.
That's
venue.
About 1,000 seats, maybe. Garen, what do you got for the Ford? My guess is, you know what? My guess is going to be 850. I'm going to go with 850.
I've never been there.
And I
haven't
think
either.
That
only
the Greek
seen
is bigger than 3,500. I think,
it is bigger because I sat in the quote-unquote nosebleeds at the Greek once, and I was like, this feels...
Away?
Yeah, I feel away.
I always feel like the back row of the Greek would be great seats at the bowl compared to the back seat of the bowl. Like those are crazy far away. But
they are very far
those
away.
Those are too far away.
Yeah. The Ford...
Yeah.
Is 1,200 seats.
1,200. My guess was 850. 1,200. I've been there once. I saw Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx, there. Mm-hmm. And,
not the Ford on Hollywood Boulevard. You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, up in the canyon a little bit.
The one in the canyon.
Like on the other side
not
of the freeway.
Like, not the Henry Ford.
That's the Fonda.
That's the Fonda.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So yes.
I got to go.
So he does.
The Greek is 5,900.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
also,
great.
It looks like Chapel's going to be at the... Brookside at the Rose Bowl? Does that make sense?
That? Oh, that's when they do the outside. That's great, actually. Really?
Do they put on the grass or something?
Yeah, it's basically the golf course or where the people park for the Rose Bowl.
That's cool.
They don't really care that that's a golf course then anymore. Right?
No, not really. Because, when you have thousands of people. I saw Boy Genius there. It was like a festival, but they were headlining it, and it was great.
Two shows.
That's a win.
Can he still get tickets? Can you do it right now?
You can register them for sale. Yeah, this website is not working correctly, so everything is like all mashed together.
It's because everyone's trying to get it at the same time.
Everybody's doing it.
She's too big for that. That's crazy that she's doing that.
Does two shows make it big enough?
I mean, it's nice, but if you're going to do an outdoor thing for that size, then
in
do
October.
The Greek.
Producers seem to know these things. They seem to know where to have people perform. We wish them a lot of luck.
Or do the bowl. Like, she could sell at the bowl.
Easily.
In New York, she's doing Forest Hill Stadium. Four shows.
Wow.
And then in Kansas City.
What are these venues?
I don't know.
She's doing Museum Memorial Park. And that's all there is, those three.
Is there a chance that some of these aren't Live Nation, maybe?
It's AXS, it looks like.
Uh-huh. AXS. Garen, will you, once again, it's important to me. Will you tell me where she's playing in Kansas City again? The fuck do I give a shit where she's performing in Kansas City?
I'm just because
it's
of the
those are the only
stadium.
Three available.
I don't give it. Don't fucking rationalize it. don't excuse
me. Listen,
it.
If
bullshit.
You can't get in here, you can go to Kansas City.
See, get some delicious barbecue.
Totally
never
reasonable.
Know. Yeah.
What? Where did you meet your? Is he? You said he's also in the business.
He is.
Did you meet him in the acting world, or did you meet him just out and about? Did a friend introduce you? Walk us through it.
Okay, we met at a party. They were out of beer. Someone said, can someone go get beer? I said, I can, but I don't have a car. He goes, well, I can go, but I don't have an ID because I'm not old enough yet. I'm older. And we went to Rock and Roll Ralph's because that's when we were all partying over there by the Runyon, and his car broke down. And he says that he doesn't think that I was – there were sparks and obviously no sparks in the car. But maybe there were and that's why I broke down. Someone had to come jump us. That was like when I was like, I really like this person. Fast forward a couple years, a lot more boyfriends for me. It was around Thanksgiving. My friends and I were going to go out to dinner. We parked at Arclight because I was still working there. And I was like, we can park here because I have free parking. We're going to cross the street. It's where Amoeba was. Mm-hmm. We all remember where Amoeba was. Mm-hmm. I got hit by a car.
Oh good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
As a pedestrian?
Oh, no. How? Don't gloss over this part of it. Some people are in Wendy Liebman couldn't walk for 6 months. Mm-hmm. My friend Lenny Schmidt couldn't walk for six. Like, how mm-hmm. bad was it?
Listen,
how fast was the car going?
If you're going to get hit by a car, do it in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Because that's where all the plastic surgeons are. That's where all the dental people are. So I lost these teeth.
Oh, wow.
These two front two teeth, for those who don't see me.
Yeah.
They went through my bottom jaw. I had to have plastic surgery from the bottom of my lip here all the way down to my chin. And if you look really closely, you can see a scar. Mm. But my mom, Deb Senior, here she comes again. So she heard that I got hit. The emergency room had called my family back east, and she was like, "You will not stitch her up there." And they were like, "Well, ma'am," like when she's like, "You will not touch her. I'm on the next plane." Because if the fun fact, don't get stitched up in an emergency room because they don't have the proper sutures, so you will scar. So they put, like, I don't know, like glue.
Yeah, maybe, like super glue, maybe?
And like Steri-Strips, and she was on the next plane out. Hmm. She said that I shouldn't have been released. Sometimes people like to question Cedars-Sinai. I don't know. Deb Senior is one of those people. She thinks she's a doctor. And she was like, "You shouldn't go to sleep. Like, you're gonna die in a coma." And I was like,
"Deb Senior says this?
Oh my God.
Listen, she is an intense woman." And I was like, "Okay." She was like, so I was like, "Okay, what do I do? And it was around Thanksgiving. All my friends, none of them lived in Los Angeles. They were all visiting home already. And I felt like my friend that was there when I was hit had already, like, you know, filled her quota at the emergency room. So I was like, "Well, I think Michael's still in town." So I called him and I was like, "Hi, mom said I'm gonna die. Can you come watch me?"
T. Michael says, "I'm in.
Can you watch me die?" And he was like, "Yes, absolutely." And I was like, "Also, can you pick her up from the airport tomorrow morning?" And he said, "Yes." So he came over. He made sure I didn't die. Then he went to go pick her up from the airport. And I was like, "Okay, so heads up." And for those of you who cannot see me, I am like a white girl with blonde hair. And my mom is not. And so I was like, "So you're going to be looking for a woman. She's brown. She's very brown. We don't look alike, so don't be looking for me." And so he was looking for her and looking for her. Did not, like, kept, like, passing each other. They had to have had cell phones back then. It was, like, 05. We had cell phones, right?
Yeah. Your flip phones and such.
I don't know. So he finally found her. He had his Jeep at that point. My mom was in a full blazer situation. Because as you do in Boston. My mom is Lebanese. She's a brown woman. She will tell you that she's a white woman because Boston's racist. And that's how we started dating. I was like, it took a car hitting me for him to, like, really, really notice, you know? He went home for Thanksgiving, didn't call me or check on me the entire time.
Wow.
And then came back, but supposedly, like, when he was home, he told all of his, like, family and friends. He was like, "I'm, like, kind of Twitter-pated over this, like, girl that just got mowed down by a car." Wow.
Gee, Michael.
Yeah.
To have to go from zero to picking mom up at the airport.
It seems fast.
Crazy.
That's a lot, especially how
crazy
you've fast. Described mom.
Yeah. Like, that's skipping ahead, like, 20 spaces in the process.
So you've written the script, though, right, Deborah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote it.
How fast was the car going?
Pretty fast. Oh, by the way, it was hit and run.
Oh no! And you never found the person?
Mm-mm.
Jesus. Mm-mm.
Where were you? You were crossing...
591 Rock, 591 Rock.
Sunset?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right by the Jack in the Box.
Right by the Jack in the Box, right by the old Amoeba Records.
And this guy, this person, a woman, a man, comes flying through and hits you.
It was a man.
You go flying.
He was coming down, what is that, Ivar?
Kuenga. Ivar, maybe.
Ivar Kuenga, and was making a left-hand turn.
Onto Sunset.
I missed my two friends. I hit, rolled, and then popped off.
Good
he
Lord.
He stopped. Clearly, this person wasn't well because they stopped and then they were like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. They looked like they were going to get out. So like everyone didn't go after them. They came towards me and then he sped off. Yeah. But the police officers were like, look, like you're not paralyzed. You're not dead. So unfortunately, this goes to the bottom of the pack of the day of people who have been hit.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So they didn't care about finding him.
Nobody got the license plate number.
Nobody got the license plate number.
No cameras.
Mm-mm. You think it was Angeline?
Was it a pink Corvette?
It wasn't a pink Corvette.
Oh, darn. All right, so we could rule her out. Yeah. Rule her out.
All right, so that's one less.
That's one. Was it Dennis Wolfberg? Not Dennis Wolfberg. What is that guy's name?
Yeah, with his name on the
Dennis
car?
Woodruff.
Dennis Woodruff. Dennis Wolfberg was that comedian.
I haven't seen him in a while, have you?
No.
That's a bummer, man.
I'm thinking maybe...
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Retired anyway.
I did see her recently, though.
Really?
Yeah, she bops around over in Silver Lake, Los Feliz area, where I bop around, and she's always... She likes that... She likes the Gelsons? No.
Oh, you see her out of the vehicle.
I see her doing her, like, doing just regular shopping. Business.
I've lived for 30 years.
Around.
Only in the vehicle. Never seen her out of the vehicle.
Oh, no. She's like, she gets out and about.
I saw her at Trader Joe's in West Hollywood once, and out of the vehicle. That was the only time I saw her not
What
driving.
Was in her shopping cart?
I couldn't get it. I think it was already in, like, it was getting put into the trunk, but Dennis Woodruff, same neighborhood. Dennis Woodruff used to live down the street from me when I lived in West Hollywood, like Gardner and Santa Monica neighborhood.
Did you ever buy one of his CDs?
He didn't, but I'd walk my dog and I would see the car all the time.
Do you think he ever worked? I know this is so niche for, I mean, his car would appear in movies and stuff, as would Angeline's, but...
He would just glue shit to his car, and it was all promoting his acting, supposed acting career.
Which, if you got to do that, you're not good, right? You just assume, but did anybody ever, like, hey, we're making an independent film, let's bring the guy in. Like, does anybody have any evidence that he auditioned?
I feel like didn't we look this up once? Not that long ago.
I think we did. He is no longer with us.
We lost him.
We lost him last year.
Last year?
He stated that he had created 28 movies and 3 television programs alongside his collaborator, Keith Curlander.
Oh, Keith.
Has anybody seen them?
No, I've never heard of Keith Curlander.
Wait, should we have a viewing party?
Yes, we should. Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any animals at your house?
I do. His name is Bruce. He's wonderful. He was in a movie.
What movie?
T. Michael works at Disney, and they were working on this movie with Willem Dafoe. It's a dog sled movie, and my dog played the lead.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My dog played Togo. Okay, do you guys know the story of Balto?
Yeah, this is the true story that was based on.
You know,
yeah, I do know this. Yeah.
Balto, not the real hero here. Togo, real hero. So Bruce played the puppy version.
Oh, my God.
And you can tell it's him because he has the biggest dingus face in the entire world. but, yeah, and I had to sign a ton of paperwork saying that he would never work again.
Interesting.
Disney's really good about, like, they did 2 dog movies back-to-back, and all the dogs were adopted out. And then they did Lady and Tramp, and they found homeless dogs, and they trained them.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they put them in homes afterwards. Isn't that really lovely?
That's nice.
It is.
Yeah. And Lady was like an older lady for the movie.
It's hard. That's a really hard thing. Yeah.
You know, and she did
it. It is so hard for older dogs.
It's so hard for older dogs.
Well, she pulled it off, though.
She did.
I did not know. Has that live action Lady and the Tramp come out?
Yes. All of these have come out.
I haven't seen any of these because I'm a grown man.
It's okay.
How old is your pup now?
He's going to be, I think he just turned 6.
Okay.
7.
Bruce. His name is Bruce.
Bruce.
They call him Bruce. That's a Rick Springfield song. Don't call me Bruce. Going to see him Sunday night at the Hollywood Bowl. Speaking of the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
It's him, John Waite, Wang Chung, and Paul Young.
Wait, did you say Rick Springfield?
Yeah. Going for my birthday. My wife and son are taking me for my birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so fun.
Happy birthday.
Can you?
Happy birthday. When's your birthday?
Monday.
Oh, our birthdays are really close.
Yours is August 7th.
Nope.
Whose is August 7th then?
Loring is going to be 2.5 August 7th.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yours is?
August 1st.
August 1st. And you're July 31st.
Day after mine.
A bunch of Leos in
That's
here.
That's right.
Look at us.
Yeah. And we all went into show business.
We did it.
We did do it. You had a question about the show?
At the Rick Springfield show, maybe if there's like a lull in the thing, can you just yell out, stop doing the radio show. It sucks. You're terrible at it.
It will be the only thing I say. You have no business being on the radio. Just do your show.
You're not a DJ. Just keep playing music.
Oh, is he horrible? He's absolutely horrible.
One of the worst. If you have Sirius XM,
I don't.
Okay, well, then you're spared the agony of hearing this guy mumble his way through a lead into
it. And he hates being there.
He doesn't seem to want to do it.
Doesn't seem to like any of the music that his producer... All right, here's another song my producer seems to like. I don't like this song, but here's blah, 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 working class DJ. And then, oh, okay, I don't know what you said. I don't know why you hate this song, but apparently you're famous, so they give you a job. He's horrible at it.
It's really...
Maybe he just has like a really nice paycheck.
Well, that's what it is.
And that's what he needs.
Yeah, but he doesn't need that. He's doing the Hollywood Bowl. He's doing this whole... he's headlining this big 80s tour.
He lost a bet.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
He's doing a favor for a friend.
Look at you try to find the positive here.
He likes the sandwiches that they serve him. They can only get them there.
Understand this. He's horrible.
I get the sense that he's doing it from his den. Like, it's just, it's the minimum amount of effort possible to do a radio show. And, like, he probably wouldn't do it if he had to get in a car to go there. Like,
I 100% agree with you. And I'm guessing now that he's been doing this tour around the country, he does it from his hotel room.
Right.
Because the audio in the last few shows have been basically like a mic and a laptop.
It's never good. The audio is never good.
How is it possible? Him and Duff McKagan, you're in music.
Right.
You
probably have a home studio.
Yes,
how are you not?
Why are you not using
that
equipment?
You not know how to use it? Just press a button.
The dumbest fucking people. They're giving paychecks to these assholes. It's infuriating. Meanwhile, Dennis Woodruff's got to put a super glue something through his fucking car. He's dead. Probably from sniffing that glue.
Probably. The saddest thing that I saw when I lived in the same neighborhood as him is he had the car that had the million things glued to it, and it was almost maybe undrivable at a certain point.
Yes.
It was so crazy. But he had a second car that was just a normal car that he would use.
Really?
But then I got to see in real time the normal car slowly become the crazy man car.
Oh, no.
He started sticking things to that one.
Oh, so he's...
And it was like, oh, he just has a...
He's nuts.
He has a problem. Oh. He can't stop sticking things to his car.
He's got that weird... That weird
rare disease, yeah.
I believe I heard about this on Alex Jones, that he died because of a vaccine, I believe.
Well, that tracked.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it was vaccine. No question about it. Mm-hmm. By the way, though, I just got the RSV... the respiratory vaccine, because they've lowered it, believe it or not, on Bobby Kennedy's watch, they've lowered it from 60 to 50 for people to get that vaccine.
Interesting.
So, did you have any reactions?
Not really. No. They even warned me that I was going to have a sore arm, and that never even happened.
What
so,
did you?
Nothing. It was not like getting the shingles. That was that was disastrous.
Shingle was rough.
That's rough.
The better shot than... or actual shingles?
No, the reaction to the shot.
Oof.
It, I mean, that lays you out.
That's, how long?
Yeah, day and a half.
Oof. But you have to do two, like 6 weeks apart or something, right? So it's two different days that you're laid out.
Yeah.
Or is the second one not as bad?
No, it's the first. It's the second. Wait, one of them's worse than the other.
Yeah.
I forget which one.
I don't know, because I insist I can't take just one vaccine at a time. If I'm going in, you're going to stab me plenty of times.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what did you double up with?
Well, at one point I did flu, COVID shingles, and then the other one was, well, it couldn't have been flu shingles because I'd have just taken that because it's only like, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would, it would not have been flu.
There must have been something. The lung one.
RSV?
Is that
that's respiratory.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. It was pneumonia. We all had to get that reason.
Yeah, I think it was that. I think it was pneumonia.
I'm due for my second hip, Hep B. But she advised not getting it at the same time as the RSV.
What do you mean your second Hep B? We get these out of the way as teenagers. What are you talking about?
Then you get older and you have to redo some of them. Mm. And the Hep B, it's a similar shingles. You got to get them 6 weeks apart. And I forgot... to get that second one. So I may now be living with Hep B. Follow up. I don't know what Hep B is. I know what Hep C is. I know a lot of musicians had that at some point.
Well, you're going to have to start it all over again.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Whatever they need me to do.
They're going to make you go back to A.
Great. Yeah. Hep A? Oh, yeah, I got to go all the way back.
Back to the beginning of the album.
You got to get four of those.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It just seems like the right thing to say.
Did it? Is this that royalty riff again?
Yeah.
You going back to that horse shit?
Sure, why not?
Hey.
Can I unpack that for a second? So in your mind, it's like they're just Buckingham Palace is a stage? Or is it
I mean, they might travel, or it might be different royalty. Like maybe there's Thai royalty, maybe there's different countries.
Okay, great.
Well, because you still have actors from all over the world. It's just that if you're an actor and you're one of the royals, and something happens, then line of succession.
You get your sister.
Here's the apology, by the way.
Okay. Oh my god, it's happening.
All right. Should that be read online?
Should have been in an envelope.
I didn't have one.
The way that was delivered requires another written apology.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think he should have gotten up. First of all, it should have been in an envelope with her name on it.
Well, I didn't.
Then he
I
should wasn't have gi- stood up, walked over, and handed it to her.
I wasn't given an envelope.
I was hoping for a stamp.
So I don't know.
She needs a stamp.
I was hoping.
We can take care of that.
That we can do.
Slide it over.
Yeah.
Slide it over.
No problem.
Happy to do it.
It's official now. There you go.
We used it.
Yay.
Thank you, gentlemen out of Texas. What's his name, the guy that does our logo?
Oh,
come on, guys.
We're just bad at this part of life.
No. What's his name? Brian.
Yeah.
Sure.
Brian.
Brian out of Texas does all of this for you?
Well, he did our logo, yeah.
Yeah, designed the logo.
Is it Brian?
I don't remember.
All right, Brian. Hey,
Ryan,
I'm just having a brain.
I think it's time for a taste test.
Yeah.
Sure. Ooh.
Oh, wait, are we going to hear this thing online?
Oh, yeah.
I can read it.
Online, as you said.
You said online.
I can read it. I am very dyslexic. Also, fun fact.
Oh,
very
that,
fun.
That
so
is
reading
fun.
Was really hard for me. Still is. Don't like books. Deborah, I'm cis eyes. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on. We can do it. Deborah, you can do it. Deborah, I sincerely apologize for suggesting that royal succession for acting would be an entertaining topic of conversation on your first Never Not Funny appearance. Sincerely, what's your name?
Elliot.
This is a great, you have a wonderful signature.
Thank you.
And then on the very bottom
sounds
it says,
like it's illegible.
I can, yeah. You don't a little know bit. This is really fun for a dyslexic person to read. This feels a little bit mean. We should do this every single time.
It's time for a second of all.
See me read.
But in fairness, he didn't know you were.
No, I did not.
No,
he gets us angry a lot. But I don't know if this is.
This
something.
Is fun. And then this is nice.
What's?
He drew a little picture of himself.
Oh, that's a little picture of himself.
Sorry,
almost like a Frank Zappa type logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His signature is nice on there.
It is really nice.
While you can't read it.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Ellie. You did a nice job.
Thank you.
But she certainly deserves a second one for A, the way it was delivered.
Sure.
And B, why? What's the other reason?
Because he made her read and she's dyslexic.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah, so type it next time.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to have to type it.
Well, then I won't be able to deliver it to you today. Then.
You don't have
that's,
your.
Well, that's
where,
what
happened to your Underwood?
I used to have one, actually. But
all right. Matt Belknap, get these snacks out.
Yeah.
All right, now here's what we do is Matt will either
I have to close my eyes.
Yeah, don't look. And then are we going to be trying to guess what they taste like, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
So while he's doing that, I don't think I've played this.
Play it.
So is this an Oreo that you're getting, Matt?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, well then I have something else that I will play during the actual taste test.
Is it always Oreos?
No.
It's a lot of Oreos, though.
It's a lot of Oreos.
It's like started with Oreos. It's like 70% Oreos.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I allowed to look at it now?
Yeah.
It's just the package I wasn't allowed to look at. Okay. This looks to me, just to describe it, it looks like it is almost like a wheat-looking cookie. It is not a... it is not your usual golden Oreo,
right.
But it looks like it's a, like when you get a, do you want flour or wheat tortilla? It looks like a wheat.
Right.
And then is that a purple inside?
That's what I was
thinking.
Or
a blueberry?
It seems like a, if I may, a royal blue.
No, come on. If you say royal one more time.
Not going back to that.
It looks, I agree. It looks, it's blue. It's definitely blue. All right. So now,
so Deborah, what happens is we play some music so that people don't have to hear us chewing.
All right, hit it. Favorite podcasters are trying out some cookies from an eBay sale that expired in the fall. Jimmy says boldly, may I make a proclamation? I think we may have found my favorite of them all. I like the Post Malone.
double stuffed, the Salinas and the Mint. But please don't offer Chewy Chips Ahoy, cause you can miss me with that shit.
I can't say that.
So let's meet up at the Target down on aisle 17. We're sharing Oreos with friends again.
Now, if you don't know, that's a Dawes parody.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, A, send me that file so I can send it to Taylor.
Sure, sure.
Hear that.
Okay.
That was amazingly well done. Who was beautiful. That?
Keegan Kellogg.
Thank you, Keegan.
And yeah. I believe, didn't Taylor play that song, the real song, on the last episode he was on?
No, he did Time Spent in Los Angeles. That was
the second song.
That was a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
He must have played that here.
I believe his first time here he played.
Okay, yeah.
I almost got emotional.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's very emotional.
It's really beautiful.
The song itself by Dawes, a little bit of everything, is... absolutely heartbreaking. It is. It's a beautiful song. I'm getting emotional just talking about
yeah.
it. Or it's that Chuck Mangione news.
I know you're on the edge.
I don't know what's getting off. Me. Now, listen, I'm going to say this. I described that cookie, that it looked a little wheat. Yep. And the cookie looked wheat. The inside looked blue. That was, without a doubt, blueberry pie.
I agree.
Without 100%. A doubt. Mm-hmm. Right? Your thoughts? Deborah yeah. Baker Jr.
It tastes like blueberry.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. It is blueberry pie flavored Oreos.
Is that the one you had already tried?
No.
It's almost concerning how
how perfect,
perfectly
yes.
blueberry that tastes.
Well, mm-hmm. Of all the ones we tried, that was the one that was like, boom, it's right on point.
It yeah. is the best technologically created Oreo
yeah.
for its label.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
I'll say this too. I think it's delicious.
It is yeah. very, very good. Yeah.
Do you ever like offer people milk?
That has been raised.
We
Jimmy
don't because
milk.
Of lactose issues.
But we have other options, right?
So oat
sometimes,
milk.
Sometimes I like to dip it in oat milk
yeah.
or that almond seem milk.
Terrible. Oat milk and almond milk also have a they put something in it to make it
make
seem like milk
sad?
That it also makes my tummy sad. Yes.
So you aren't allowed to have any.
Yeah, so you can't have any because it upsets me. I can't even look at it. Yeah. But no, we don't provide milk here. No. You're lucky to get water.
I am very lucky. Thank you very much.
You can't really have an Oreo without milk because I know a lot of people feel that way.
Well, I really like dipping it in there.
Yeah, I get yeah. it.
Matt, you had a second one?
Yeah, you guys want to try one other?
I
yep.
do.
Okay. I sure
now,
do.
This one is one that you have tried.
Correct.
And are we guessing the taste of this as well?
Yes.
All right, closing
look.
Our eyes.
Don't look.
Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes.
That might be number one in the clubhouse for me.
You think that's higher than the Post Malone? That's higher than the cinnamon bun?
It is really good.
Oh,
what's the
it might
Malone?
Be second to cinnamon, the cinnamon bun one.
Post Malone, he had that's what started this whole thing. Post Malone put a flavor out of Oreo. Oreo put out a Post Malone. I don't know what the fuck. He came up with some taste he
yeah,
liked.
They did a collab.
And it was amazingly yes. delicious. And then that made other listeners of the show send in other flavors of Oreos. And then here we are now where we do this. Thank you, too. By the way, let's hit that. Galactic Snacks.
Sure.
GalacticSnacks.com. Head over to GalacticSnacks.com and use promo code PARDO. Get 20% off your first order. Already discounted bundles do not apply. But head over there. They got a lot of terrific things, a lot of delicious snacks. And once again, Jesse, if you're listening, we could use that update.
GalacticSnacks.com.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I was hoping Josh Day, our conduit to it, would pass that along. All right. So hit some music here so we can take a bite of this.
Yeah.
It smells
good. It's a galactic bag of candy from Galactic. 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 Another infection, another infection, another infection, another infection. Gearing sucks.
All right.
That's a churro.
Oh, man.
That's a churro.
You nailed it.
I think that
I couldn't
that
put my
right.
finger on it. It looked...
It's like a Snickerdoodle. This is not Oreo because there's no label.
Correct. It's not Oreo
this
brand.
This is off-brand.
Right.
And it's cinnamon sugar deliciousness with a little cream inside.
Mm-hmm. So a churro.
I think, but it's not.
It's not.
I can tell from your
Yeah,
face.
Your reaction is not as positive, because I think you
well,
think
I want to hear what everyone else says.
I think it's churro.
I mean, I was smelling it earlier, and I immediately was like, that's got to be.
All right, perfect.
It's certainly cinnamon.
Yeah. Tell us more about smelling it, Garen.
Well, what you do is you put it right here underneath the nostril.
Oh, I see. Then you sniff in with
and
the...
And then you take a, mm-hmm. take a nice little inhalation.
Bring it in. Thanks to Galactic's next
Absorb that odor. Process it.
Elliot, do you have any thoughts?
Elliot, you're allowed to ask for an apology letter from Garen for whatever the shit is happening right now.
Yeah, I think I do need that.
I will refuse that.
You refuse the request? How dare you?
What is it? We should all get apologies from him.
Absolutely. No, I was specifically saying to Elliot because Elliot's been getting shit on.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's Garen with literally the most laborious thing we had ever sit through about this sniffing a fucking cookie shit. My language today. I'm so upset by this Chuck Mangione news. And, of course, Hulk Hogan. We lost him. And
You're going to get me going. Be careful.
I know.
Yeah, Karen.
The clan meeting's missing a member. They don't know what to do. They're hanging their hoods at half-mast for the loss of Hulk Hogan.
That kind of defeats the purpose of hood.
Yeah, thanks for taking the fun out of that fucking joke. God damn it. Write me a fucking apology.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I hate writing.
Remember why we do this show? I'm the fucking funniest guy you've ever met. Now let's fucking go. Not you. You here by default. But you.
Elliot,
What do you got?
I will say this. We had another cookie, an Oreo that was cinnamon flavored, and I didn't even notice it. This is definitely cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. This is cinnamon coming at you.
And this is what you need if you're going to do cinnamon. So for that,
Deb's.
Is it going to have like some fancy name though? Like
no.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with churros.
It's just going to be like churros and cream.
Right. Right. Or is it cinnamon apple pie? Is it some other weird?
Sometimes a fancy churro will have cream inside, yeah. Which I do appreciate. But
I'm sticking with churro. Garen, will you answer?
Churro. Yeah.
Oh, he's already answered.
Okay. Yeah. It's not churro.
What is it?
It is because, Jimmy, you are on the record saying the cinnamon bun Oreo was your favorite that we've had so far.
I believe
right?
that is and the Post Malone are in the top two.
This is Trader Joe's answer to the cinnamon bun Oreo. It's cinnamon bun inspired JoJo's. And I think it's not as good as the Oreo.
No, it's not.
For me. But it does have that, like you said, Elliot, it has a strong cinnamon taste. So
I will say that I found it delicious, but it does not compare to the Oreo.
I find the cream in these too soft. It doesn't hold up to the cookie enough for me.
All right. But I would say out of the two, and there's no reason to... There's no inner battle between the cinnamon and the blueberry pie, but I'm going to say blueberry pie wins this battle.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
And here's the thing, though, about the cinnamon bun Oreo. Other than Galactic Snacks, you can't get them here. That's a Canadian-only Oreo.
That's why you use GalacticSnacks.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a pinch and you're at the Trader Joe's, these are available.
They are not a sponsor. Put that the fuck away. Go to GalacticSnacks.com and get the Canadian cinnamon bun.
Get the Oreo because you're not going to be disappointed.
No, it's not at all. It's much, much better. All right.
Can you get the tomato potato chips? Ketchup potato chips?
Oh, did you hear us talking about that?
No, but I know about it because my roommate at sleepaway camp when I was 9, my parents just didn't like me, I think.
Constantly sending you away.
Get
as far
but
from
she
a
would get she would get ketchup chips, and that was the first time I'd ever tasted them, and you can't get them in the States.
Yeah,
I do not care for that.
We don't like them. Somebody sent them to. Was that part of Galactic Snacks?
Maybe Galactic Snacks. Yeah. I don't
send
like
them
it.
Send them to me, Galactic Snacks.
We may have some left over there.
Do we actually have ketchup ones, or they were just the?
Well,
sauce
we had
ones.
Tomato sauce.
The ketchup ones are really delish.
They're not, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you love them. It's my I do not care for
not
it.
Not for your tongue.
I thought you were lying.
Not for your tongue. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Time for this.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter. The letter game. Hope my guess is better. You start with the letter and end with the name. It's the never not funny letter game.
Garen sucks. We check in with Garen Cockrell. He is over at the Pop Groceries Info Desk, sponsored by GalacticSnacks.com. Once again, use promo code PARDO and get 20% off your order. Discounted bundles do not apply. Garen, what's going on? What can we tell Deborah Baker Jr.?
What's going on? I'm seeing Some Like It Hot next week.
Hey, good for you.
Nice.
West Hoss Superman. Did we talk about Superman?
We talked about Superman.
I liked it a lot.
Think in the room you liked it the most.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Did you see a Deborah Baker Jr.? No, you got a little guy. You don't have time to go to movies.
I don't have time to go to movies. I am seeing Freakier Friday next week, but no, I have not seen Superman. I heard the dog
steals the show
a little bit.
A little too much dog. that's my take on that.
I have to say, the first trailer for Freakier Friday, I was like, Second trailer, it turned me around. I kind of want to see it now. It looks like it's going to be really fun.
Can I say this? I'm gonna add to your conversation. Oliver and I saw the first trailer for the new Running Man and went, man, that looks great. And then we saw the second trailer and went, boy, does that look like a bore.
Oh, huh. So, there's a second trailer?
Yeah, it's slightly different. And it's like, oh, this doesn't look as great as we thought it did. And we both had the same thought.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll still see it the day it opens. Hi, Mel Tillis just showed up. Why did I stutter through that? Mushmouth idiot. Who am I, Rick Springfield? No, because I am Jesse.
Oh, what?
He wants my girl.
Oh, he was trying to get your girl.
Your girl.
Yeah, he wants Jesse's girl.
You should blame it just on the JoJo's. Maybe that's Rick Springfield's problem.
He's too many JoJo's?
He's too many JoJo's. It's too soft in the middle.
Yeah.
It makes his little tongue go mush mush.
Yeah.
put that
I'm
on a
excited
t-shirt.
About Freak Gear Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you grow up with
it.
The original one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I really liked
I'm,
it.
I'm too excited. Old to have. I missed out on the original. Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan one, yeah.
But you got to get on board with Jamie Lee.
I
love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Here's a fun Jimmy Pardo fact. I was at the Century City Movie Theater. There was nobody else in the lobby except for one woman taking a selfie by the Freaky Friday poster, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Look at her.
And I was like, I think that's her, and I reported it back here, and then we found the photo online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excited to be in a movie.
Excited to be on a poster. Yeah, who wouldn't be?
So excited.
Good for her.
She's going to be in the Murder, She Wrote reboot.
What?
That's exciting.
Reboot
series or reboot film?
I don't know if it's a film or a series.
And she's kind the of Angela Lansbury role?
It seems like
love
she is.
It.
They were, yeah,
I do not.
On the red carpet.
I do not like that at all.
She pulls too young for me. Like, I know she's not young necessarily, but that character seems like such a. This not to be offensive or whatever, but it seems like a granny type of character.
It's not her, man.
Angela Lansbury, to be fair, because Bedknobs and Broomsticks is also a real fan favorite of mine.
Yes.
She's always looked like a grandma.
Yeah.
And she was like 24 when she was
it's a reinterpretation, like, right? They could go a new direction with it. That's
if you looked up how old she actually was when she did Murder, She Wrote, she was probably like what 40.
Yeah, like 52.
But that's the thing. Nobody looks like that anymore.
Right?
Look at me. 42-year-olds
or 65-year-olds don't look.
We thought you were. You had 15-20 years with this T. Michael. I'm with you, Garen. Seems
it's
odd.
Be interesting.
I mean, it doesn't. It's a show that doesn't need to be rebooted. But at the same time, of all the things they've rebooted, I do think it allows it best because it's a, you know, it's a bottle show every single time.
It's going to be over
story.
There on that CBS, though, right?
Mm. Where old people watch?
Well, we also watch Elsbeth and,
sure.
Matlock. I mean, let me say, I used to watch those shows.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out.
That Colbert, but the Colbert news. I'm not playing that game.
Boy, it is kind of...
Chilling.
Although they did not learn the Conan lesson.
Right.
Colbert's already started, like, I'm sure he realizes now he can do whatever the hell
he
wants.
Not only that, not just the Conan. The Conan had 2 weeks. Colbert's got 10 months
right.
of shitting
was
on
it only,
them.
Was it only 2 weeks?
It was only 2 weeks.
I thought it was longer than that. Yeah, okay.
No, it was tight.
It's going to be, like, it's drawing so much more attention.
Yeah.
Than if they hadn't done it, or if they had just waited until the spring or
why
something.
Why didn't they? Well, they wanted to announce it so that Trump could get his balls wet.
and that's the exact reason why it's getting so much. It's made so much noise, which they can't be happy about. But maybe they don't give a shit.
I don't think they're going to get their merger. They're going to be happy.
Yeah,
that guy gets to go on a golf course, put a putter up his ass, whatever the fuck he does.
That is what he does.
Garen, do you want to be a caddy?
Closely held secret, but somehow you cracked the code. That is exactly what he's doing.
Well, he does. I know he's not good at golf. He's got to be doing something out there.
He's won several championships. You're right.
You're right, Garrett.
Respect the game. You don't have to respect the player, but respect the game.
Sure.
How does he feel good about like typing that? Once again, won the Seniors Classic.
At my own golf course.
You didn't win. You know you didn't win.
I dare you to enter a competition where you don't own the course, you asshole.
Right? Just go anywhere else and play and then hope to God lightning strikes.
Even against a bunch of 80-year-olds.
Right?
He's still going to lose.
Yeah. He's an asshole. But you know what? I'll vote for him again. Garen, what's your letter? You're trying to match me. Horror or sci-fi that begins with the letter V?
I am going to go with Videodrome.
Videodrome. Oh, very nice.
Son of a bitch.
Uh-oh. That upsets Elliot.
How's it feel?
Well, when we thought we were matching Garen, that was my first pick. I thought that's such a Garen answer, but then I found out it was you.
Why did we all forget it was me, including me?
It's been 2 weeks because we were off last week.
Boom. Answer.
Yeah.
Question? answered. Mm-hmm. We check in with the minor annoyance. He's behind Video Villager. That's Elliot Oakberg. Elliot, what's going on? You saw the Superman. You enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then
and we also saw the new Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so did I.
And it's a fun movie. I think I had no interest in the Chris Pratt era.
Those were horrible.
And I heard it was horrible, and although the little ball cars were fun, seeing them in the trailer, but otherwise, I didn't really care. I liked it. I think we both liked it.
Yeah.
There was one moment where they were, Scarlett Johansson and whatever the other character were talking about, like, past relationships or whatever. What's his name with who was the head of the boat, the captain of the boat?
Yeah. Mahershala
Ali.
Yeah, thank you. So they were talking about their past or whatever.
Right.
And like, I was like, is this going to matter to the rest of the movie? Because it seems like somebody said, well, we should flesh them out and give them some depth.
And there was a little shenanigan, you know, how like sometimes when they have to add something later, there's like, it's an over-the-shoulder shot, and you hear the person talk, but you don't see their mouth. And you're like, oh, that information was not in the script originally.
So I didn't think that it came up again. Did you think that it came up again?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, so
really,
I don't know why they needed it. It's an action movie, and, you know, I've seen the things where it's, from my perspective, the new Star Trek series suffer from too much. There's something dangerous happening, but now is when we have to talk about our relationship. There's 3 seconds before it blows up, but I just want you to know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it struck me as that kind of thing. And I was like, boy, I hope they pay that off, because otherwise it's whatever the opposite of Chekhov's gun is. It's a nothing.
I can tell you from my time working as a script reader, what that is a studio executive going, we need to care more about these characters. Can you give us a beat where it's like we learn a little something about like a relationship that they had in the past, or that someone, they lost a child or something, so that we like them or care about them.
Yeah.
And it was a very clumsy attempt at that.
Here's what I'll say about that movie. I very much enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I didn't care about a single character.
Me neither.
Like, I didn't care about anybody, but I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
I have nothing to offer other than there is a 7-Eleven that has taken over for the Jurassic, and I just, I love
in Burbank.
I love a crossover promo.
Yeah.
Kenny G, get with Chapstick. And they have transformed this.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
It's right near my house. Yeah.
There's like a huge the store's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, the guy coming out the roof.
Yeah.
Great. Yep.
Loved it. I like that 7-Eleven more than I like the movie, I think. I drive by it almost every day. I'm like, yeah.
I think I liked it least in my house, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was a little bored, I got to be honest.
I don't disagree. I could hear any of that, and I'll agree with it.
Yeah.
But it did the job for me.
Yeah, sure.
There was, to me, except for that one little part that stuck out, there was nothing that even mildly offended me filmmaking-wise. And
you didn't think it was a little weird that in the middle of a serious movie where people are getting ripped to shreds by dinosaurs, there's a girl decides to adopt a baby Triceratops? Like, that was so shamelessly,
that
like,
was fucking horrible.
Yeah, and that didn't really pay off much either, because, like,
well, she brings it back into the...
Yeah. So I guess the sequel is the dinosaur kills everybody in the city?
Well, let's finally get to that movie. They keep saying...
Exactly.
Let's get to the dinosaur here.
Ever since the first one, they've been sort of playing with the idea of that, and then it's like, I guess it happened off screen or something, because then this one, there's a brontosaurus in Central Park or something.
And then
that's it.
Goes away in 3 minutes.
So I know a brontosaurus isn't a real dinosaur. It's an apatosaurus or something. But.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody was going to challenge you on that.
No one was. Yeah. Not one person.
Yes, go ahead, Deborah.
Does anybody have a good movie that they've seen this summer?
Oh, look, that's a good...
I did like that movie. I realized that it sounded maybe like I didn't. I just... There's nothing, when a movie is really good, unless it's like a drama, there's nothing to talk about it. Hey, I like the movie.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why. But I liked it.
Gary,
I
watched
Thief last night.
The James Caan film?
Yeah.
But that's not a movie that came out this summer.
No. I'm seeing Fantastic Four tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thief is a 5-star movie, by the way.
Yeah, Thief is fantastic.
Fantastic.
I agree.
I've never seen it before. It's fantastic.
It's wonderful. It's very long.
No.
Isn't it? At least by those days standards.
It has there's a moment that I literally thought was the end. I'm like, this, what a unique way to end this movie. And then there's another half hour. So I guess I understand what you mean. But yeah, it's damn near perfect, I think.
He's another guy that's good in everything.
Yeah.
James Caan.
Yeah.
He's dead now. Of course, we lost him.
Deborah,
that's a great question. What movies?
What else has come out this summer? I can't remember.
I don't know if it came out this summer, but I recently watched The Ballad of Wallace Island. Is that right? Huh. Is that the name of it?
Never heard of it.
Was it like an Irish movie?
Also, I was looking on my phone because I thought we were playing that V game already.
Well, we're still, we will be.
Okay. I just don't want to be good at it. I really liked that movie.
I've never heard of it.
A lot.
Yeah. What's it called again? The Ballad of what?
The Ballad of Wallace Island. Is that correct? I feel like you have.
Who's in that, please?
Hold on.
Karen, do it.
You'll do it. You got it.
It's got, who's in it? Who are these people?
It's
people you
British.
Don't know.
Yeah.
They filmed it in Wales.
Okay.
And I just love everything about
it. Is this
it.
The one where the guy hires the rock star to mm-hmm. It's that mm-hmm. one. And mm-hmm. you liked it.
I really liked it.
The trailer, I found it to be a little precious, but.
Maybe, but I found it so great. Sweet and endearing, and I was like, I really like this movie.
Then I will see it.
And there hasn't been a lot of movies that have been like, there have been movies where I'm like, okay. But this one, I was thinking about it I'm thinking about it now. Yeah. Like, yeah, I really loved it.
Great.
Cool.
Carey Mulligan is the star.
Oh, Carey Mulligan, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's,
But the duo, they wrote it and they star in it together.
The two dudes, right?
Yeah. I find them so lovely and endearing.
Yeah, it looked good, but a little precious, a little indie hellish. But
maybe it is.
But
let's check back.
I wanted to see it. I forgot that it came out. Other things happen in life, and such is life. Apparently, I had to go see a dinosaur movie. what's your guess for the V, please?
All right, so I'm going to go with for Jimmy Pardo, James R. Pardo Jr.
Hi, I'm right here.
V for Vendetta.
Oh, no, Deborah Baker Jr., was that going
to
be yours?
Well, it was the first thing that came to my mind, and I was like, do we consider this sci-fi? Because you said it has to be sci-fi.
Sci-fi or horror.
Yeah.
It's and a dystopian.
And it is a little, like, that is, before I even looked at my phone, and then I was like, well, maybe that's a little bit too on the money. And so then I thought, well, maybe it won't be that, and maybe it will be like, and then I just, like, looked at all of these things.
Well, it's your guess now. You're
Village of the Damned.
Village of the Damned. Which is a good movie.
Seems like a good guess. But yeah,
it is a good guess.
Via Vendetta was my version.
Yeah, and that's why I went to my phone because now I'm like, I thought
that was going
to
be yours too.
I had Videodrome and V for Vendetta. I knew someone was going to say V for Vendetta before it got to me.
Well, how would you not? I mean, for 19 years I've been saying, you know, or 18 years, episode V for Vendetta.
Yeah. So do I want to split the money if I'm that certain of it, or do I want to say the other word that you like to say? Because I think there is a movie called this. You love to say vampire.
I do like to say vampire.
So I'm going to say vampire. There's a movie called Vampire.
There is a movie called Vampire.
All right, give us the fans, if you would, Elliot. Now, what this is, Deborah, all these right. are the fans trying to match me as well.
Please vamp for a minute because I forgot
V for vamp.
Speaking of.
That is also a movie.
Oh.
Isn't there also a movie just called V, or is that just a TV series?
That was a TV series. Maybe it was a movie at some point, too.
I think it may have been a TV movie. I don't think.
And then it turned into a series, counts, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good question.
I wouldn't count. Oh, is that your answer?
It's still a movie. We never said
true.
Theatrical release.
No, yeah, we never said theatrical
That's
release.
That's fair. That's fair.
We just said movie.
So you
could have said, like, for instance, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Amusement Park. That's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was made for TV, but it was a movie.
I could have said High School Musical. That's a horror movie, right?
Yeah, it is for me. that was made for TV?
Yeah, it was Disney Channel, I think.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not. I thought that was released at the Motion Picture House.
What?
You got breaking news on your watch.
I do?
Yeah. Oh. What kind of breaking news is happening? Elliot, he's got breaking news.
Oh.
Oh, boy. This is...
Breaking news.
We got another death?
Matthew, it's probably not really news.
I'm so sorry to be the one to report this to you all. Breaking news from New York Times. Chuck Mangione, the influential flugelhorn playing hitmaker who helped create the genre known as smooth jazz, is dead at 84.
Do you know what mine said? Mine said that he left his fortune to Chapstick.
Wow. Yours is very specific.
Even though they rebuffed him in life, he repays them in death.
All right, so the New York Times, that was breaking news. Earlier, Gary went, it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, that, I don't know why the New York Times is just now deciding to tell me.
Because today's the news is coming out today. His family revealed it today.
But you learned it hours ago. Why is it telling you right now?
I was in the music business.
Get on the ball. If you're going to interrupt my life with the watch notification, at least be timely with it.
Well, in a way, it was timely.
I guess.
You just got inside information.
Well, you saw how fast that Hulk Hogan thing came in.
That came in
when
fast.
We were about to get on a Zoom this morning. It was like, bam.
Yeah, we lost the Hulkster. All right, give us the fans. You don't win money, don't get paid. Then we have to end the show so that Deborah Baker Fury can leave, so we're not holding her hostage.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. First out the winner, obscure
sometimes. I'm like Pavlov's dog. I was like about to find a cookie to eat because there's music playing. Like I need to be chewing something right now.
I may have. I will tell you this. When this episode is over, I'm going to have one more of each of those cookies.
I'm definitely going to have
our
one more.
Are like cinnamon buns. You like the flavor.
Yes.
Do you like cinnamon buns?
Yes.
Even though they're not
who
crunchy.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. They're amazingly delicious.
Mm. No, I know. But sometimes you like the flavor of something, but you don't like the real thing.
Oh, no, but I do.
That's true.
Okay, you love it. And have you had like the best cinnamon bun in Los Angeles?
Well, I mean.
What is it?
What is it?
Well, I mean, there's one I like.
Yeah.
But do you have like a go-to? Is that your go-to dessert?
I just love the one at Cinnabon. I mean, I'm that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with a mall cinnamon roll.
It's really good.
Where do you?
Sounds like you got a lead on one, though.
I do have a lead on one. Just What I Needed in Frogtown has an incredible Cinnabon.
Okay.
Just What I Needed.
I should tell you this. I will never go there.
To Frogtown?
It is not convenient to my home. It is not convenient to my appetite.
If you're on your way to the Greek sometime, maybe swing by there.
Swing by, get a cinnamon bun.
Sure.
It's not a great. It's not to your appetite to go to.
Well, if I'm hungry, I don't want to drive a half hour to go and have a cinnamon
roll. Okay, that's fine.
I'll just go to the mall.
Just What I Needed has some delicious things, and a lot of their stuff is vegan, and the majority of their stuff is gluten free. So, and it still tastes good.
I would say for that reason, I'm out.
No, it still tastes real good.
That reminds me. Have you ever had Magpies?
Mm-hmm.
That's another like vegan-y thing that I'm like.
Delicious.
It's so freaking good. It's like basically make like.
It's artisanal soft serve. It's delicious.
It's frozen yogurt, but made in. You can get it as a cone or whatever. They make pies out of it and all this other stuff. It's so good.
All right, give us the fans.
All right, so number 10, the Vivitch.
Does that count?
No,
no,
it'll count for next week.
Sure.
Number 9, Vacancy.
Vacancy. That's a fine movie, Garen. You like that?
I think I liked it.
Yeah, there's some tension in it. Yeah, it's good.
Now. This would be number 8, but I don't think it's allowed V, but I think we just had that conversation.
The V.
Says V, if it's so I assume.
We're allowing TV movies.
Oh, very good.
As we're three letters away from the end of this.
Fantastic. Village of the Damned.
Village of the Damned.
VHS.
VHS.
Yeah.
The Weird Al film.
No, it's
UHF.
What's VHS?
It's a horror movie.
It's an anthology. Movie of horror, short horror.
Yeah, but Weird Al liked it.
I'm sure. He's a nice man. He likes a lot of things.
Yeah.
Van Helsing.
Oh, Van Helsing. Yeah.
Then Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Vamps.
Uh-huh.
The Village.
Oh, yeah. The Village.
That's the M. Night
Shyamalan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is V for Vendetta. Number 1 is Videodrome. And not on here was Vampires, which is Carpenter. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, technically it's called John Carpenter's Vampires, but I think we can...
Garen should shut up!
Wait, but something else you said made me think of one that also wasn't on that list. Now I forget what it was.
Well, there's The Veil, Virtuosity, Valerian.
Yeah, these are mostly horror. Virtuosity is the only sci-fi one.
Vanilla Sky.
Sci-fi.
Valerian also, but yeah. I'm saying like
Vanilla Sky.
You just read. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's my
number 3 was Vanilla Sky.
I have 6. Vertigo is number 6. They consider that horror. I don't.
It's a thriller, certainly.
Yeah, but so is Vacancy. So a lot of horror is thriller.
It's a very blurred line, isn't it?
Yeah. Number 2, Vanishing, or number 5 would be Vanishing. Vanishing.
The Vanishing, okay.
Number 4, Videodrome.
Ooh. I'm out.
Number 3, The Void.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Village of the Damned.
Okay.
And number 1, we do not have a winner.
Oh. What?
Vanilla Sky.
Oh my God. No, that was my number 3.
Vanilla Sky.
Damn, that's a
sci-fi
surprise.
Tom Cruise. Boring movie.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz is in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little sluggish.
And I think it was based on a Spanish film.
Oh, was it? I thought it was a Philip K. Dick thing.
No. It's a Spanish.
It was based on a...
Like Eyes Open, maybe?
Guys, I'm learning from Babel, so I know about this. It was a Spanish.
Very good.
All right, Deborah Baker Jr.
Yeah.
You've got the young boy. You've got the husband.
Mm-hmm. I got a dog.
You got the dog, Bruce. You got it all.
I do have it all. Thank you.
You know, we haven't talked about it, I don't know this to be true. I think I know this to be true. Do you do a lot of voiceover stuff?
I do.
You sound like the you have like the perfect voiceover voice, like
thank
the cartoon.
Thank you so much. You guys all have really great voices as well.
Did you hear him talk?
He's just doing a lot of stuff with his fingers. It's okay. And his nose.
Yeah.
No, I do. I actually have a show coming. It's going to be streaming next week.
Oh, cool.
On the 30th.
What's it called?
It's called Stugo.
Stugo. Where will we find this?
You can watch it on Disney.
Oh,
it's going to start streaming on Disney Plus next week.
Awesome.
It's really fun. It's a bunch of like middle schoolers that get stuck on an island.
Oh.
That are all nerds, and they're all trying to outdo each other, and there's like an evil, what is she? It's like a evil genius, but she's not a genius, so she has to hire all these, she tricks all these middle schoolers who are super nerds to come help her become the best evil genius she possibly can.
Spell the title for us, please.
Student Government, Stugo.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
S-T-U-G-O.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
And it does sound cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to, and I don't want to take you out of a job. I'd like to see a live action version of that.
Let's do it. Disney does that. You know,
you're an actress.
Yeah.
You can do both roles.
They know how to do that live action thing. Mm-hmm.
They do. Sure.
They're kind of rolling with it.
Yeah, I heard they hired an old dog to do one.
Yeah, they did.
An old lady dog.
How did they train him to eat that spaghetti? They did it, though, these homeless dogs. Good for them working. Deborah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
A delight, a fellow American Academy of Dramatic Arts alum, right? You were, I saw you teary-eyed at the reunion party.
I was so
at the going
sad.
Away to your.
I was so sad.
I wasn't even on that campus.
I know you weren't. Yeah.
But I am in the front row of the photo. That's I find that to be hysterical.
I don't know where I am in that photo. They moved me around quite a bit on that. There was a lot of direction.
And were
for
they
that photo?
Were they polite about it?
And they were not.
They were not.
They were not.
All I kept thinking was, go fuck yourselves.
They were not polite at all. It was a very strange. It was weird. Yeah,
you know, we're here kind of like because we want to just celebrate this school.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at us? We're no longer students here.
No.
You're yelling at us like we're out of line. And we're in eighth grade.
It was very strange.
Very strange.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
But we're in that photo together forever.
We are.
Yeah.
That nobody seems to care about.
No. Also, there's a lot of photos. Did you get to see the ones upstairs and like all of our like class photos?
I did.
Where do those go? Who owns those now?
Maybe they go to the New York campus?
Mm.
They don't have space.
I heard about
that
staircase.
They don't have space for us L.A. people.
Yeah,
they have their own New York people.
Do you want your years? Your years?
Got it. I don't know. I don't want it to be gathering dust somewhere or in some
in
weirdo's like.
Where would it be? Storage unit or dumpster?
No!
Well, maybe they'll digitize
them all. A piece of my soul's in that picture.
You know what? I don't disagree with you. They should have, after they were done yelling at us, said, hey, if you're in the class of 83, grab your thing. You know, grab your school.
Or have a lottery or something.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, we had warm soda and soggy cheese. thanks for coming to our school.
Shiny, soggy cheese.
Yeah.
No.
That's the worst.
Not okay.
In a weird way, it was not my campus, but in a weird way, I still kind of enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I went there. You guys were there certainly much more recently. There was only like three other people there from my era, so that.
Did you have fun connecting with them?
I didn't speak to any of them.
Mm-mm.
No, they were always in conversation.
Did you dodge them?
No, I would have spoken to them, and every time I was like, "Oh, there's those three other guys," I would go past, and they were always mid conversation, and I just didn't want to be that dickhead who just like then just stands there. Mm. So I just kept on wandering about, and then I go, "Oh, let's go see what those three guys. They're still talking." And
yeah.
So I never got to talk with them. Made eye contact. That seemed to go well.
That's good.
Oh, good.
Good for you.
Hey, thanks,
good
guys.
Good for you.
Yeah, all right, we're done. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. Thank you to Galactic Snacks. And don't forget, Monday, I guess this comes out on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Later on today or tomorrow, depending on when you listen to this, the live stream for my birthday. Let's go. We're going to be taking live phone calls. Mm-hmm. We're done. On behalf of the Pop Culture, he's looking over there and looking snazzy in the Ron Nagel shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's Garen Cochran on Video Village. That's Elliot Hopper, the Hauncher, Matt Belknap, our new friend, Deborah Baker Jr. Mm-hmm. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.